King Raw, rap game raw. I'm rap Godzilla, biz rap King Kong.
I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla. It's B.I. double, ready, set, go. I'm Larry Holmes with the hook, heavy set flow. Deion Sanders with the team, yeah, I'm special. A-Wax, who got my snaps on a petrol? Let's go, Kane and Menace, get my jack on. Rest in peace, the bundles, I get my stack on. Like Umar Johnson, I get my black on. Like Nas and Jigga, I get my rap on. As a youngin', all I wanted was a rap. Long strap on, no porn site, got my jack on. Me and Freeway, Godzilla, and Rap King Kong. I'm outside like Nims with it, bing bong. This is no illusion, this is my intrusion. Move, bitch, like Ludacris, hit a blueprint. Jay-Z, I Rockefeller if he don't pay me. Patrick, make him dirty dance. Listen, I punch lines like a coke fiend. Got your iron out, but you ain't plugged in. No steam, soft ass rappers, y'all talk baby shit. You might wanna Google me, who you think you playing with? B.I. double and never mind, you know the rest. Got the juice, man, I'm Gucci, no bold to crest. A lot of weight on my trap, so let me show the press. I done been through it all, ain't got no regrets.
Big King Raw, rap King Raw. I'm rap Godzilla, biz rap King Kong.
I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Big King Raw, rap King Raw. I'm rap Godzilla, biz rap King Kong.
I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
I'm free to the best flow, I don't get air. Cause the vision impaired, hammers coming peers like no Philly flames. For the top that flame thrower, no I'm not. Sissy off the liquor, will I tag him with the blicker, yeah. I'm looking straight to lay in the cut. So I pop up, pick out, and squeeze my victim. Fat bones, I'm also known to slap that tone. Stupid motherfucker, never leave your strap at home. I got that milk, get your milk. Get her under quote, leave her until. Then I send her ass back home, head over hills. Nigga, this is how we do. So true, like my hit song. What we do is wrong. If a nigga try to ride on ours, tell him so long. Type him with the slippin'. Six niggas gon' have to lift him. Six niggas talking shit, six die with him. I will not miss him, found him a ditch. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by six. I'm like Velveeta when I heat him, bury his shells. Bury the witnesses too, so nobody can tell. I use a riot phone, well, turn niggas to mist. Yeah. Big King Raw, rap game raw. I'm rap Godzilla, biz rap King Kong.
I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Big King Raw, rap game raw. I'm rap Godzilla, biz rap King Kong.
I'm rap King Kong, free rap Godzilla. Coming with the light, R.P. to J. Dilla.
Dirty. Yeah, DJ Sincere back in the building for another edition of Dirty Basement Radio. Yeah, we here, running the studio at the last minute. Y'all know how that gets sometimes, just getting here right underneath the wire. Set off that show with a brand new banger coming from my good folks over at Dominion Hill Records. All right, that's Biz the Prince alongside of Freeway. All right, that King Kong versus Godzilla, big record. All right, looking forward to that record doing some serious, serious things out right now. The people over at Dominion Hill, it's a real serious situation over there. So salute. Open 563-999-3050. I think I'm going to just kind of, well, I always say this, it never really works out right. I'm going to try to be cool this week. We're going to take a little bit easy. All right, big shout out to Miss Remedy Cold Sweat. And hopefully we'll be able to catch up with her a little bit later on during the show. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Roy. We'll see what's going on with him. But I'm going to try to be cool this week and not get into too much of it too much. We got a whole lot of music to play, a whole lot of bangers. Got a couple of new joints that I definitely want to get into today. And maybe another edition of the Go and No. Got a couple of joints that I got laying in the cut, so we might get into that a little bit later on. Big shout out to all the independent artists that I've been networking with. Big shout out to all the good folks over at Blaster Nation Magazine. They're getting their new edition together as we speak, so definitely looking forward to that. All right, real, real solid publication. Good folks over there that do a lot of good work in the industry. All right, so If you're looking for different situations and circumstances and things to help you move along in your career, then definitely holler at me and I can help to, you know, help you navigate, because there's a lot of sharks in the water, all right, a lot of alligators, a lot of crocodiles and piranha. It will get you, for real. All right, once again, telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. We're going to see what it do. Got some new stuff in the bag, but we'll get to that in a minute. I got some new Cardi B on deck and heard some things from her. Surprised to hear some things, all right, lately coming from Cardi B. She's doing a little switch up in the industry. Then it's changing in more ways than one, all right. Some different energy being put out there. I'm quite sure some of y'all have heard her statement on a topic that gets a lot of play in social media, you know, that so-called 50-50 conversation when it comes to relationship going 50-50. That's a real contentious topic, all right, particularly in the black community, all right? So, yeah, she has some things to say about that whole concept and that whole idea. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to getting into that a little bit later on in the show. Looking for what I want to play as we get ready to get into it. You know, I always have this problem at the top of the show. All right, never quite sure what I should really start to get into, because I have so many songs on deck. All right, but we're going to see. Once again, big shout out to all the independent artists that be holding it down and be doing their thing, trying to navigate this industry. All right, let's get into this one right here. I haven't played this one in a while. I think we're going to get into this. This is Cameron, Jada Kiss, alongside of Mace, and this is called GLH. Dirty Basin Radio, the independent artist's best friend, and also giving you all the bangers from all the legendary artists. Let's go.
Uh-oh. Y'all ready? Yeah. Here we go. Still moving reckless. I snatch you right out your Lexus. I'm moving blocks like it's Tetris. 100,000 by breakfast. Yeah. Praying the Lord protect us. God bless us. We make a profit. The coppers, they want to stop it. The DA, he trying to knock it. He passing the judge the docket. Surveillance, they show me copy. Then pulling off in the rocket. Smiling. Think they got it to sell. They will not just lock it. The case, they should have just dropped it. The jury all in my pocket. Baby. Bogart like Humphrey. In New York, I'm a monster. In Malibu, I be comfy. Yes. I be finding it funny the way I'm doing these dummies. Cause I was moving like Bumpy when y'all was doing the humpy. SUV for the speed bumps. Champagne for the days that our dinner was free lunch. When I wore an outfit, took it back, got a refund. Now what's happening? Yeah, bitch, rerun. It's me, boo.
Yeah, don't let these niggas get the best of you. I need every penny, so I'm bagging up the residue. Tell them no, then they gon' get quiet and think less of you. But I was rolling loud way before there was a festival. Don't overreact, that's them broke niggas testing you. They don't even ask how many with us, they just let us through. Live or die, sooner or later, what you expect to do. Still alive, but you brain dead, you a vegetable. For now, all I have is my word and my testicles. Cartier bracelets, the watch and the spectacles. Money does a lot, but nowhere near what respect could do. Playing man, just know who you guarding and who checking you. Move around with a couple nines and a tech or two. Long kiss goodnight, just imagine what a pet could do. Yeah, and now word from our sponsors. Mace, Killer, and Kiss, the three-headed monster.
Now what? You know you Ted talking with a guru.
Yeah.
I stay sticking dogs like I'm voodoo.
Come on.
Fresh off a jet, Honolulu with your boo-boo. Talk spicy, let them soup you. I knock a half of your noodle,
go.
Nigga.
Go.
Yeah. Coachella closing with the yellow rover. If go. We ain't beefing over bras, what the hell is over? I roll this nice team with the coldest I've seen.
Yeah.
Shit like COVID, nigga, hole is 19. Yeah. Fire truck, lift him up if he do not give it up. Young bull with the nick like Tom Thibodeau. I hit the windshield, shit, rip through the tibia. This type of nigga make the day room Lydia. Cops watch like a cocaine conspirator.
Yeah.
Name one Whittier, more Fox than Vivica.
Yeah.
Shot hot chlamydia, get top, no trivia, get slop, no Nivea. Wrong move on Mason, your shit bag be shittier. I bank large, yeah. Take charge like I was the next kingpin distributor, yeah. You riding dick, scream giddy up, ducking all the DEA, ATF particulars. I'm like a nigga, faded waves, wearing Cardi's in jail, like I graduated from jailhouse curriculum. Even niggas sporting new now, never get slick with them. Murder and killer, we did it bigger than rich in them, nigga. Yeah.
Starting today, and from now on, I shall call you MA dollar sign euro sign E, because it's more money now, more money now, more money now,
now
more
easy.
Money now.
Hey yo, hey yo, yo, first things first, shut your mouth up. KGR is the Omega and the Alpha. I'm talking about the heart of these ill streets. I'm talking about the one that paved the road you drove on the way to the riches. When it comes to these bars, it's time to pay reparations, restitution, tithes and taxes. Cause Kool G Rap been swinging the battle axe like Conan the Barbarian before you bastards was even babies. And it continues today.
And why boss the ride is high cost. Talk in that same language the live guys talk. Like fuck all the fly talk, the 4-5 short. Go off and donate your organs down to the sidewalk. I'm unfiltered, real shit what he still built with. Big bills melted, brim on a hat, real tilted. High heel bitches and ill cribs and hills and six. High yellow, miss yellow, it's wrist like it was chill piss. Bread I have you dead on the strip, I have you still miss. Send these bitches lead messages with a still kiss. Play for major bread, redheads with blazing head. So live, paralyzed guys reply, both fives to the sky. Arms wide and cry, they can raise the dead. Fly bitches like Selma Hyatt that fell with the flyers. Skill out supplier, penthouse high, hell in the higher. I'm Jolly Ho, you keepless though, what's an elf to a giant?
Point blank period, and on no cellular level does humanity create creatures like Kool G Rap Giacana anymore. Without question, he is the last of a dying breed.
Possess the skills of the champs with this. He the street knowledge for land for fists. He dance for his, for stamps and chips. The tramps and tricks, the grands and bricks. The hand on hips, keep a gallivant and galloping, prancing bitch.
Yeah.
Deadly face, bout money in every case. Chase a bag, jump in that truck like she Chevy Chase.
Get it, baby.
Then the table blessed with steaks, never left a plate. Heavy cake for every freckle face, Becky Dake.
Get him, girl.
Killing these streets, blood on my hands, guilty worker. Fat burgers, the Willy burgers, this is filthy murder. All this social media shit, he can milk it further. I have traffic jams on that bitch till they kill a service. I place nice furs on they curves, he's an ice burger. I bring white purrs to the Pittsburgh and vice versa. The chains sparkle light up the dark like night searches. One night stander, but they prefer to unite.
Yo, let me add him, G. Time to turn the A to a T. I've been waiting, debating, seems like they be hating to me. It's that roots of evil energy into me. If you can't trust nobody, best believe you can depend on me. A barbarian, I rack up sacks. The battle axe, one of 100 ways to get your cabbage patch. A savage cat, a rabid dog, around 1,000 rats. Beyond dope, this flow a pound of crack. I'm done playing with you. I'm 4'4", 357, Mac 11, and AKing with you. NFAC, Grandmaster Jaying with you. The art school dropout, the pain painting with you. Don't even talk to G, talk to me. All you can do is bow down, pay homage, homie, and kiss the ring. Jigsaw, the one and only human plot twist. On a track with G-Rap, now I can pop shit.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere on the MIC. You see what the vibe is. You see what the vibe is. Heavy with that boom back from the top of the show, and we're going to keep it going right now. Haven't played this one in a while, but this is definitely a banger. I've been playing the other one, but let's get back on this one right now. This is Benny the Butcher Lord, alongside of Stove God Cooks. Oh, man, that's a hard name to say. Stove God Cooks. Big shout out to him. All right, this is One Foot In.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know they gotta move out the way when the real niggas come through. I don't care about none of that. They gotta salute this shit. Yo, everybody can't go and you probably won't make it. I whipped that powder to glaciers and found the oasis. My history of street dealing narcotics on paper. This work I'm cutting more times than Kyrie been traded. Yeah, I was 1 foot out the game after that freestyle with Flex. I was 1 foot in the door at Jay-Z house with West. Now you see how I clean house and see wild success. A rapper never reached out, he either see now or death. I'm
getting big in the paint. I'm all rebounds and texts. Put rapper heads on walls like TV mounts for checks. You beat out the best, and then you weed out the rest. Comfortable at home, wherever I put my feet down and next, yeah. And this one for the hustlers who I was handing ounces. Now look at God, I wrote this verse in my Grammy outfit. I was running routes, resort back to your instincts when one in doubt. Was up a plug with one foot in and one foot out.
I had one foot in the game, playing hopscotch with Kane. True story based on actual events, and this really happened. I had one foot out the door, my whole team was selling dog. I was rapping still, straddling the fence. God damn, I had one foot in and one foot out. One foot in and one foot out. One foot in and ain't nobody know.
I kept it low though.
I had one foot in and one foot out. One foot in and one foot out. You really can't do both cause you a blow.
Gotta watch that.
The price going up, better believe it, he said. Cocaine water waves still splash till we C6, C6 and C11. These bricks, I'm a legend, whipping to forever. Infinity measures, I mean, niggas got some lines that's clever, but they ain't really better than the guy that carry a cross in a Beretta. Sitting in these label meetings like this shit feeling like a setup. Nigga, shut up. Say the wrong number, I might get up. I hear these niggas new get up, it sound real stovish, but I'ma let you rock until I'm fed up. Put my foot on the gas and I ain't let up. I'ma let up, I'm boy. I'm just quiet with this cash money, I'm slim boy. These 10 bricks the boy look like cinnamon. It was his own niggas that did him in. So I keep my circle small, have my young boy run up on you clowns and shoot the circus up. I got one foot in the door and one foot on the raw.
I have one foot in the game, playing hopscotch with Kane. True story based on actual events, and this really happened. I had one foot out the door, my whole team was selling dog. I was rapping still, straddling the fence. God damn, I had one foot in and one foot out. One foot in and one foot out. One foot in and ain't nobody know.
I kept it low though.
I had one foot in and one foot out. One foot in and one foot out. You really can't do both cause you a blow.
Gotta watch that.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, banging them back to back. Big shout out to Priest. If you were tuning into the Listening Room DC last night, you may have noticed that it was a abbreviated edition, a shortened edition of that particular show here on Dirty Basement Radio. There was a technical problem, a little bit of a glitch, so he was only able to do 1 hour before he had to cut the broadcast, but not to fret, all right? That's been worked out, and definitely make sure that you tune in on Monday. Priest to be back in the building, all right, with a full edition of the Listening Room Philly, all right, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Dirty Basement Radio, so don't worry. All right, the full show will be back in effect. All right, let's keep it banging with some more heat coming from those good folks over at Dominion Hill Records. You heard me when I set off the show, Biz the Prince, alongside of Freeway, that King Kong versus Godzilla. All right, this is another heat rock right here. We blazed this one just a couple of weeks ago, and we had the gentleman who's featured on this in the building just a couple of weeks ago. This is Solomon Child featuring Hoffa, and this is The God.
Yeah, this is not a test. Solomon Child, what it do, baby? Let's work.
Let's work.
Yo, niggas wanna be like the God, wanna see like the God. Yo, they ain't fucking with you, ain't, man. That's word to the gods that I remind them of the gods. And I move like the gods, been amongst freedom of law. Yeah, I built with the gods. Shorty said, I love you, God. I love you back, ma. Westside Highway, and I'm knocking that fly, God. Go Mar, Oz, Dubar, free boom. That's the God, we stuck mud holes out of jump. Shorty screamed, it's the gods, come in peace, prepare for war. The motto of the gods, though we ain't supposed to drink. Pop bottles with the gods, if you play with the God, you get sprayed by the God. PLO rap type, Halal, you wagball. One of them gods from the 90s, the camouflage gods, the gold grill, nappy hair, method man gods. Been on the block 3 days, I gotta go and change, God. You know me, Starks and Wise was burning the block, God. They gave birth to the God, so I look like the God. They like, Ghost, your big brother. I'm like, yeah, that's the God. Air it out, smoking guns, throwing smoking maces. When the guards in the building, you should see they faces. This the matrix, good weed is never tasteless. Boom bapping on the track, we back to the basics.
I'm just saying, today's mathematical intro
indeed. Hold on, back.
They envy the guards. Deep down, they jealous of the guards.
Right.
Cause they baby mamas wanna smash the guards.
Right.
Wifey wanna touch on the guards.
Jump.
They watching the guards.
Right.
They scared of the guards.
Right.
Shitting in their pants when they see the guards.
Right.
Tucking they chain when they see the guards.
Right.
Still let them fool you, baby. They don't talk tough to the guards. Ain't no flexing on the guards. Emotional motherfuckers. Crybabies. Scheming on the guards.
Right.
Bottom line.
Right.
Ain't enough chip in this world for these cowards to want smoke with the guards.
bottom line. I am legend. I am God. Yeah.
Air it out, smoke it guns, throw it smoking maces. When the guards in the building, you should see they faces. This the matrix, good weed is never tasteless. Boom bapping on the track, we back to the basics.
Yeah, big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. He's in the building. Big shout out to Jazzo. I see he just popped up in the building. Hopefully we'll get both of those gentlemen on the microphone a little bit later on, see what's going on in their world. Now, you might have been watching my timeline during the past week, and you might have seen some things. All right, I've been talking about, you know, the diminishing and possibly, all right, the full demise of the platform known as TikTok, right? TikTok, since its introduction, has been, you know, on the radar of this country's government. They've, since the very beginning, they've considered TikTok to be a subversive tool that the Chinese government uses to direct certain kind of things at American citizens that are on that platform. Now, I've never been on TikTok. I've never joined that particular platform or done any type of or spent any type of time on that platform. So I'm not totally aware of all of the goings on and the ins and outs of that particular platform. But I know that Mr. Raw and some of you are definitely heavy on that platform, so maybe y'all can give me some insight since this this latest round, because the House has passed some legislation, all right, that they want to ban TikTok, and we're going to wait to see what the Senate is going to do in regard to that. There's some talk about, well, we won't ban it if y'all, talking about the Chinese, if they'll sell it to another entity, you know, in all likelihood, an American company. So then the American company could have all this information, and they could do what they've been doing all these years, which is using it to exploit you and to manipulate you the same way that they don't want the Chinese to do. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. All right, if you're a participant on that platform, definitely love to hear from you. Excuse me, and let us know what you think. Let me get Mr. Raw connected right now, and I see what's going on with him. Mr. Raw, what's happening?
You, can you hear me clear? We good?
Yep, you good.
All right, what it is, you already know who it is when you hear that sound and how it's going down, Mr. R-A-A-W. Just taking the two letters, EZ, this Ramadan. Peace and blessings to everybody else there who's celebrating and trying to go through this Ramadan. Made it work out for you in the best of your ability. Now, you was referring to TikTok, and, you know, yes, I am. I'm a TikToker. And let me tell you something. It is a platform that is flourishing, and it moves, and it's yeah, I would have to say, if you're going to mention things like, all right, so there's Snapchat, there's Clapper, there's TikTok, there's Instagram, there is Twitter and Facebook. Now, right now, I would say TikTok's the biggest. It's gotten to that point because there's so much more that you can do on TikTok that you can't do on the other ones. And they're banning it because certain things are there's a multitude of buffoonery going on also. Let me tell you, Sincere, it's not just, you know, TikTok is okay. I've seen things sometimes scrolling throughout the wee hours in the morning. People are on it 24/7. No doubt whatsoever. It has platforms for if you're a card reader, if you are a guru. I've seen something so silly that people were gravitating and watching a person just chop wood. And I was like, what the hell is that? You know, and somebody else who was just filling bottles of water. I was like, you know, because on that platform, it shows in the corner how many people is watching your feed. Everybody's watching your live entity that's going on, and it shows. So, you know, when you scroll by, like, let's say, and a lot of DJs is there. Let me tell you that, too. A lot of DJs playing their sets, doing all kind of stuff. So let's say they run across Sincere's platform, and you're there doing your blends and your mixes. when you look in the corner, you'll see, oh, snap, Sincere got 765 people watching him right now, and then they're also messaging you. And you can either discard the message. Go ahead.
Well, what I really wanted to know is, you know, since there's been all this heat that's been coming at TikTok for the past couple of months, you know, like I just finished saying ago with the proposed legislation, the proposal to ban TikTok, you know, let's just talk about that right now. Has there been any movement or any traction or, you know, have you noticed any commentaries about that impending legislation on the platform?
I just heard hearsay, and nothing concrete. It's just been, you know, people are mentioning it also on the platform. They're saying, you know what, you know, they're talking about it. They're trying to get rid of it.
Well, what are they saying? Is there a lot of talk about it? You know, are people giving any reasonings? What's the general consensus, you know, on it? You know, if it does get banned, where will people gravitate, do you think?
They're just gonna do like you know, when you turn the light on in a room, and they're gonna flee to something else for shelter. So, you know, they'll go to other entities. They'll go over to Twitter. They'll go to Snapchat and Clapper, because TikTok is one of the biggest right now. And I mean, you know, they're talking about doing it, and it's a hard move if they do it. Because it's so huge, it's became something so big, and people are just doing whatever they want on it. So that's why they're talking about, you know, if they want to ban it, because certain things people are getting away with. They got people out there that's watching it, that if they see them doing anything inappropriate, they can report them. So when they report them, they shut down their thing. Somebody has to reopen a whole new platform or whatever. So sometimes you may see the same person in different platforms because they got shut down on the last one for maybe saying something wrong, or maybe conducting themselves in the wrong way, or cursing, or nudity, or anything that's inappropriate. So that's why they're looking to close it down, because they want to monopolize on what's going on too freely. It's a free state. And you can do whatever you want on that platform.
Okay. Now, one more thing, you know, Universal Records came out about maybe 2 months ago when they was like, hey, you know what I'm saying, we, you know, considering, you know, boycotting TikTok, and I think that's gotten started to a degree, you know, when in relation to a lot of the music that they control, not wanting the platform to have access to that music. Now, some of this has also been going on amongst the DJs, amongst some of the different platforms that service DJs, you know, some of these record companies, because Universal controls a lot of music. They control a lot of labels. And I've been noticing on, and I had a conversation with, you know, one or two people that actually run some of these record pools, and they had told me a couple of months ago that this was, you know, going to be happening, that a lot of the labels are pulling back from servicing these records, you know, out to these different platforms that service us DJs, which I think is kind of crazy. So have you noticed any kind of change in terms of the way people post their stuff, you know, some of the music that used to be trending on the platform or that used to be used a lot? Has any of that went down or diminished?
Not in the most of it. Now they're letting it be known that they don't have the rights to these songs. So, you know, what some of the songs are, people are using them for their own little voiceovers. So this is why I think, this is just one of my assumptions, that when you use one of these songs for your voiceover, and people think this is the message that you're portraying, or you're saying a line from one of their songs, and they don't give you the right to use it, somebody else may interpret it differently when they see it and don't know that it doesn't belong to that individual. I don't know if that's fully what it might have to do with it, but it's partial, because I've seen that so many times. And then when you post a new picture or a new slide or whatever, it gives you the right to go to your library of music, which is what they're trying to stop. and you can use it on whatever you want. So I think that that's what they're trying to stop. Because well, last time I posted something, I still see it. It still popped up. It still popped up, and it didn't give me no like no warning or anything. So I think that's partially maybe what they're talking about, because the access to it is just freeze right there. You don't have nobody has to pay for nothing, and you can utilize any song you want. You could type it in search bar and look for the song and use it anyhow you want to use it. So maybe that's what it is.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see. I guess if they really wanted to on that platform, they could, you know, utilize a mechanism that if a song was, you know, quote, barred, you know, by the originator of the song, let's say, you know, for instance, you, Mr. Raw, if you had a song, because, you know, bands do this sometimes politically when a political a figure will use their song at a campaign stop or something like that, and they may not want that. They may not be in tune with that particular candidate, and they'll issue a cease and desist order and say, listen, we don't want, you know, your our song being played publicly at your event, and they can do that. So if the platform wanted to, and because there's been times, I haven't seen it lately too much on Instagram, but there would be times when I would use a particular song, you know, for a reel or something, and I would get a message, you know, your song is your reel is being blocked, or, you know, your song, this reel is being blocked in certain countries by, you know, this such and such a label or so and so. So I think there's a possibility that they could really do that if they wanted to. They probably just don't want to for whatever reason right now, I guess because they enjoy it being the you know, the free-for-all that it is. But we're definitely going to keep an eye on that and see what it do. All right, big shout-out to my online internet caller. I don't know, they may be calling in from Skype or one of the other mechanisms like that. I see them popping up on the screen. If you want to come on live, if you want to join the conversation, press that number one button, and we will bring you live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. Big shout-out once again to all the independent artists that I've been networking with. All right, I got one or two songs from some folks that I've been networking with. We're going to test that out a little bit later on during our Go No segment. Let me get my dude Jazzo connected right now and see if he got anything to say, because he said he got two TikToks. All right, so Jazzo, what's good?
What's up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Don't be trying to hide, man. What you trying to hide, man? Speak up.
No, I ain't hiding at all. What's up, everybody? You know what I mean? Celebrity media king in the house. Yeah, I have two of them. And to add on to what y'all was saying, with any platform, I'm on everything. I got two Instagrams. I got Threads. That's new from Instagram. I got WhatsApp, LinkedIn, all those different platforms. What it is, like Mr. Ross said, certain aspects of like the using the music and things, but it's a lot of other social media outlets that do the same thing. Like even Facebook now, you see a lot of nudity on it. You know what I mean, things are a little different. You got women showing more body or doing suggestions and things of that nature. But one thing with platform with TikTok, it shows a lot of things that the United States don't do. One of the things that the United States pimpers on is pharmaceutical things, and TikTok have a lot of natural things, or with natural pills or different remedies you can use to really heal yourself. You know what I mean? Like if you notice over Asia, they don't have all the cancers and things that we have. Even in West Indies, they don't have those certain aspects. So therefore, things are different. You know what I'm saying? Just like you said, you might see somebody chopping wood. What's wrong with somebody chopping wood? If people want to watch people chopping wood, that shouldn't be a problem. You know what I'm saying? But it's another way of a lot of people making money. They're making money off of it, and the government is like, damn, they can't control it. That's the same thing like Cash App. They start monetizing everything because they're like, all right, at a certain number, you got to do X, Y, Z because they can't control it. Why would they
sell
something that's boosted, that's rocking? I don't understand. I wouldn't sell it.
Okay, so you think that that's part of the part of the reasoning.
They want to control it. Yeah, that's a big part. They want to control. Well, if they can't control it, then it's something wrong. You know what I mean? Think about it. China don't have a lot of crime.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I just have to,
as the United States have, we China don't have a lot of that stuff because they don't allow a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's still got a communist regime to it. So certain things they don't allow, so it have a certain structure. United States, everything is illegal until the government put it out. You know what I mean?
All right, we got you. We understand. All right, well,
I'm about to start preaching. My fault, y'all.
I know what I'm saying. You know, it's all good. But you know what I'm saying. You know, we definitely got the point of what you're trying to convey. I bitch it out to all the area codes that's coming in the building right now. I bitch it out to my 920s. I bitch it out to K Swiss in the building. Bitch it out to that 302, that 330 area code. I definitely see all of y'all. All right, salute. I bitch it out to Dior the Chocolate Doll. She hit me up behind the scenes a few minutes back. All right, so hopefully we'll be able to tap in with her a little bit later on today. She was in the building a few weeks ago. I had a real good time with that young lady. She be running around definitely doing a thing. So definitely salute to her and to all the independent artists once again. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. All right, if you want to get at us, something that's on your mind in your neck of the woods, you want to put on the table and bring to the family, you're definitely welcome to do so. But in the meantime, let's get back to some more of this music. All right, you know I'm the independent artist's best friend. I bring you all the heat, more music than anybody else before everybody else. This is AZ. All right, he must have been talking about me. Now, I think he talked about him, but he's talking about me too, the GOAT.
Getting spooky out here. Shit just ain't adding up. Who gonna lead the people? Something gotta give. Fortune and fame, new body range. Came a long way from the Ducati in the rain. Blowing in the lobby, Bob Marley in the range. Rolling kamikaze, still poly in the same, future stain. Muscle mix muscles with the brains. Fuck you if you tongue tussle. Hustle through the pain and put it plain. I'm Big Daddy Kane and Lil Wayne. Fugu, butter, groovel, since the poodle fitting slang. Boots and fangs. Well trained, school to the game. Cell change, hell lanes are used to the name. The guard, follow footsteps up a rod. Late 80s shit, I was crazy with the bars and the stars. Ever since I set it off with Nars. Had the big houses, all the money and the cars, babe, Paul. It is what it is, who we are. Nobody beat the biz, tell the kids, praise the Lord, it's for y'all. Built from the hood, out the mud. Drug, money, blood, and everything else above. Beloved, I'm on it, can't be cornered. From the sheepdog ever, the Lancey's Hornet, the Hopper, Drip Rocker, it's a fancy flaunted. No fear, always here if any chance you want it. The homie, fuck a phony, one and only. Getting mad without the matrimony. This macaroni, who ready? Play petty, get rock steady. Heart of a young Huey, smart to Dr. Febby. Lobster veggies, loved on them blocks of deadly. The same ox from that barbershop shot in belly. The plot's heavy, grind to my crew wealthy. Get mine, only surface for a few selfies. The soap, see the difference when you up close. Keep distance from the cutthroat, dimension to the utmost. Utmost. Go.
Yeah, Dimension Radio. This is how we get it in every single Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. All right, the best in the business is on the MIC, giving you morning music than anybody else before everybody else. Now, all my area codes in the building. All right, press that number one button. Don't make me come and get y'all. All right, I'm going to give y'all one more chance. We're going to keep it banging right now. All right, some more heat that we blazed just a couple of weeks ago for the first time. Definitely a banger, right? This is a team demo featuring Sky Zoo, Planet Asia, and Waz P. All right, this is Quest Love Bounce. Let's get it.
Love, grab the sticks.
Frazier or Stubblefield. So you do the adding, I'll do the stabbing, all on the top of them snares. I'm Scholar, J. Crew name, from the top of the stairs. And my women is iconic as Claire. The flow sound like I'm jumping out with the eagle. I double when I don't mean to, I'm two for one by mistake. Son, I'm just product in pairs, huh? Live from outside by all the hat low toe. When my neighbors was on the six like they was Jabbo Stark. If I pen a verse, I pen a hearse, that's how my run go. Tell them sweet chariot swung low, my Saint last piece still hung low. Still can play a cypher and unload, turn heartbeats into drone rolls. Had nobody hold me down yet, made some better shit. Catching up to me is trying to check your stick. Tell them, yo,
when I'm off this song, Quest Love, grab the stick. A wrong move, bring it to your chest like Nick. Funky drummer break holes like 36. When I'm off the song, Quest Love, grab the stick. Funky drummer.
Yeah. We hate to be you. Drums beating like a HBCU. Homecoming, dome shot winning. By a long shot, it's no running. My mold might flip, bitch. Where you think you going? PA, I'm on the table of content. Bonkers with the blow, but if you on, it's some nonsense now. We can do this the easy way, yo, the hard way. Avenue block, building the Broadway. I'm smoking till the roaches is gone. I write rhymes like a rapper diss me. If one of y'all approaching me wrong, high on silver set the graphic. Dealing with the math quick, swift and changeable. Satellite radio, smash it. Since we're out of fat bush, we rolling up the cat piss. Metal gun, crack action, Mitchie slick, Atlas. Make your mother wish she never had kids. When I pop the trunk and have Quest Love, perform one of his classes like.
When I pop the trunk, Quest Love, grab the stick. A wrong move, bring it to your chest like Nick. Funky drummer break holes like 36. When I pop the trunk, Quest Love, grab the stick.
Funky drummer. They want me to go away, but it's just too late. They want me to turn down, but I'm just too great. Plumber with the Mac 10, all up in my cool case. Cook with the clip, turn your brain into booyah bass. Fine dining, hot coke in the fine china. Hustle hard, then fill the closet with designer. I don't see a sign of any one of you rhymers with your invented persona. Shoes and cars rented, I'm positioned with armor. Take your life like a serial bomber. Scream me, do it for Allah. I do it for money and product, that's the truth, your honor. For a couple dollars, I make your corner hotter than Ghana. Bullets facing your block, littered with cases of copper. Fix the pipe for a fiend, she weren't basing it proper. She stopped copping from the ops, she weren't lacing it proper. Cats keep rapping with me, I keep paying for coffins. They keep laying with Hopper, the stick spraying and sock.
When I
pop
this song, Quest Love, grab the stick. A wrong move, bring it to your chest like Nick.
Okay, Dirty Basement Radio. Y'all really going to make me come and get y'all, huh? Y'all really going to make me come and get y'all. All right, let me head to these telephone lines. Hopefully folks won't have cold feet, especially if you're an artist. You're not supposed to have cold feet if you're an artist. You never know when somebody might throw you the microphone like, here, let me see. Put you right on the spot, just like that. Let me go to this internet caller right here. Let me see if I can get them connected. What's good? What's good? You're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. What's happening with you?
Am I live? You can hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're all the way
okay,
live.
What's good, brother? We follow each other. This is the Being In Show, and we do follow each other on this thing. I just want a little a comment on the TikTok thing. I got two basically little comments. Basically, TikTok, I mean, for people that's running around here saying that the U.S. government is taking away their freedom of speech, but TikTok already done so. You know, you can't say the word gun. You got to go pum pum. You can't say kill. You got to say unalive. Since when, as Americans, start dumbing down our words? And I can understand why people, for me, I get banned all the damn time for the stuff that I say because I don't hold no punches and I'm a Gen Xer. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not here for your feelings. But at the same time, everyone should not have a daggone talk, a talk show or a podcast or an outlet because these are some of the dumbest people that I've seen on TikTok. It's like it kills my brain cells. I'm like, oh, my God. So my thing is TikTok started out as a child app, but now TikTok is the new QVC. TikTok is the new open prostitution. TikTok is the new beggars. TikTok is for the new mental health / retarded individuals. And that's why I say what I say, and I was promoting my own thing saying, y'all, we need a reset. And we need reset, and I got reset shirts and mental health shirts all on my podcast. We do follow each other on social media. But it was just the simple fact that, it's just the simple fact that I just had to say this because I'm just, you know, going through, you know, what I was going to do for tomorrow. And I seen that you was live, and I came in to give you some support. And it's actually my first time actually interacting with your show, but I've been listening for a while. But that's my intake. Yeah, that is my intake on TikTok. You know, TikTok has dumbed down everybody, and you see it.
I definitely appreciate you calling in. Now, what did you say was the name of your show again? To let the people know.
The BN Show.
Okay, the BN Show. All right, make sure y'all tap in with this gentleman also and see what he got going on. Now, we've had some of these conversations here on Dirty Basement in the past in relation to social media and also in relation to what you just said about everybody definitely does not deserve a platform. Everybody does not have the same level of consciousness. And just to throw a microphone in anybody's face, anybody can just jump up on the platform and, you know, create their own content, you know, has definitely had some detrimental effects in relation to, you know, the discourse that is out there within the public square, because everybody is not qualified. All right. Now, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but everybody is not entitled to be able to broadcast it, or shouldn't be entitled to broadcast it to the public at large, because some of it is actually ridiculous. Now, in relation to some of the degeneracy that, you know, you've mentioned in relation to TikTok, isn't that something that we've seen across, you know, social media platforms over the years? You know, Facebook has been called up to a Congress at one time or another. You know, Twitter, now known as X, has been, you know, called on the carpet at one time or another. Mm-hmm. So haven't we seen this before?
Yeah, we've seen it before, but it's blatantly out there. TikTok is two types of TikTok. There's a China TikTok, and they do not have any of the problems that we have in over here. Over here is free wild. Everybody do what you have to do. But they're quick enough to be – everybody wants to be cops and start snitching on each other if they don't like you. And that's why I keep saying mental health is real. I say this not just to be like, hey, you know, get a pill, whatever. Some people need more help. Some people are not they just not capable of free thinkers. And they just give them this app. And TikTok is – going through that right now, and TikTok will be sold or will be shut down, because they're thinking that the U.S. government can't. U.S. the government can do just about anything it wants, and it will. If it's not being controlled by them and it's going against Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty, because it's the same person, don't let it fool you. If it's about that money, they want their money. And if it's not about, if they can't get their cut, oh, believe me, they will shut it down. And TikTok will get shut down if it's not being sold by somebody that's going to pick up the slack and re-rent and change everything.
I don't think it'll be a change of too much. I mean, you know, maybe on the surface in terms of the, you know, some of the aesthetics. But, you know, as I said a little bit earlier in the show, it's still going to be, you know, this government just wants to be put that platform in the position that all the rest of the platforms are in and have it underneath their control. So they could do exactly what they don't want the Chinese to do, which is to have access to all your data, you know, and have access to, you know, all your movements and what it is, you know, that you're doing on that particular platform, and be able to take that information, manipulate you with it, you know, throw it back at you and advertise to you and do all those kind of things. And for this side of the Pacific to, you know, reap the benefits. But, brother, we definitely appreciate you and your input. If you want to hang out with us today, we definitely appreciate you.
One more thing, 10 seconds, not even. China already got all of us because we got our iPhones. Everything is made in China. Our smart phones, chips, and everything is made in China. They got access to everything already. So they going after an app instead of all this other stuff. They are already it's already embedded in us. That's what I have to say on that.
All right, true enough. And definitely one more point that you did make. There are, you know, a lot of times these companies, these other countries, they're definitely more restrictive in everything. They're more restrictive in their policies, how they deal with their citizens, and the internet access and what they allow to be shown you know, within their borders. And he's definitely right about that, because the TikTok that's allowed to exist in the States, I'm quite sure, is quite different than the TikTok that the Chinese allow their own people to engage in. So I definitely appreciate the conversation, brother, and we'll definitely be networking with you a little bit more. Let me get back to the telephone lines. All right, I think we have Dior the Chocolate Doll also in the building. Let me get her connected. Dior, what's good with you? How you been?
What's good? How you doing, bro?
All right, all right. Everything is good. I see you've been, you know, moving and shaking, having a lot of motion out there. You know what I'm saying? You want to give us the update on since we talked to you last?
I got a lot of things dropped. I got an EP that's getting ready to drop. I got, I'm actually going to be a performer for like a couple shows with Mr. Cheeks with the King of Diamonds, Fight Night, every Monday in Atlanta. I got a lot of things coming up. I just wanted to come show some love to y'all because it's been a minute.
All right, all right. That's what's up. All right, always, always, always glad to see, you know, people doing their thing and staying busy in their chosen, you know, chosen profession. So you got some new music that you're working on, that you're cooking up, that we should be looking for?
I have an EP that's getting ready to drop called Body Language, and it's very fire. I have two features from artists from American Idol, Beyonce Perryman, which he's on Twitter. Songs on there is fire. So I kind of want to send y'all some songs up. I'll send it over after we get off so y'all can hear it and check it out.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. So now, are you on TikTok also?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, what's your thoughts about what's going on TikTok in between, you know, Universal wanting to pull their music, some of the smaller labels talking about pulling their music, and the government talking about either sell it, you know, telling the Chinese government either sell it or we're going to ban it. You know, what do you think about what's going on TikTok? Has it affected you? Have you seen any difference?
I haven't seen no difference. I feel like it's really shady, but if you, like, an artist is really out here grinding, you put your stuff on, like, Spotify and different things, TikTok ain't going to affect it. I mean, yeah, people can do videos and stuff to that, but you can also make money other ways. So I haven't figured out other ways to try to get that income back in from what I'm missing on TikTok. So if it shut down, I'm going to be all good because I'm always ahead of the game with trying to figure out something else. But it is messed up with what they're doing for artists.
Okay, so are you on that platform heavy? You use TikTok a lot. Have you gotten a lot of traction on that platform?
Mainly, I use my TikTok because I'm the actress, too. I use that for, like, reels and stuff of that. My song is on there, and I have people that use it, but mainly I've been going viral with my phone off of Instagram. So I'm not even tripping about it right now. It's just time me. It's good to hear you get your song heard and people do reels and things like that, but you got to figure out other ways to work around it. It is messed up for artists that's really, like, been on there for a minute and they making money or whatever they doing with their songs is not right.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Dior, the Chocolate Doll, in the building with us. All right, real serious artist, make a lot of moves out there in the industry. All right, now we got our Going Notice coming up in just a little while, so if you can hang out with us and give us some feedback on some of these songs, I definitely appreciate it. And I got something else that I want to talk about, too, and I definitely need some female perspectives on this next topic that I have. So, all right, please hang out with us. All right.
I'm
definitely appreciate it.
I'm here with y'all. I had to show some love. I miss y'all.
Thank you so much. All right, that's what it is. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. We definitely appreciate all the support. All right, Dior in the building. All right, let's get into a song right now, and then we're going to come back. I see another one of my folks in the building. We're going to come back right after this. This is Dior. Let them see it.
Hey, bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Hey, bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Hey, freak that nigga, bitch. Freak that nigga, bitch. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Hey, bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Hey, freak that nigga, bitch. Freak that nigga, bitch. Throw it, throw it back it, I'ma break it. Got this nigga feeling hot and horny the way I take it. Booty moving like an earthquake, it be shaking. And all my girls with me fine as fuck, no relation. I work my way to the top and I'm owning it.
and I'ma get it when I want, no persigning. If you a freak hoe, bend over and touch your toes. Make them niggas throw them dollars when you twerk it on the pole. Big booty freak, I'ma wind it up. I do my dance on this lap, his dick rising up. Twerking on the pole, kitty all up in your face. Every hour, got this ass on display. Never no coward, my bitch is a bedazzery. We tearing up the club with pussy popping mastery. Drop this ass like a fucking bad habit. Coming on your face, now it's messy all on your jacket. Freak hoe, bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let them see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch.
Bend that ass, bump that ass, gotta make that ass move back. Make these niggas throw them dollars when they see that ass clap. Bump that ass, gotta make that ass move back. Make these niggas throw them dollars when they see that ass clap, ayy. Bump that ass, ayy, move that ass, ayy. Shake that ass, ayy, I'ma twerk harder. Bump that ass, ayy, move that ass, ayy. Shake that ass,
ayy,
I'ma
twerk
harder.
I know you been patiently waiting, wanna see how a bitch gonna shake it. With a hump in my back, looking like I'ma break it. A cute face, slim waist in my thigh thick. Bounce this ass up and down like it got hydraulics. Don't want no house or a diamond ring. Money shower is a wedding dream. He said he wanna see me shake this ass. Time ain't free, better throw the cash. I'ma bend it over, touch my toes and let him see it. Boss bitch, I ride it good, keep on fiending. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Bend over, touch your toes and let him see it, ayy. Freak that nigga, bitch, freak that nigga, bitch.
Yeah, Dirty Basement in the building. Yes, finished listening to Dior, the Chocolate Doll. Let him see it. I salute to her. She's in the building hanging out with us. Let me get back to the telephone lines. Got another one of my good people in the building right now. Spicy, what's going on, Spicy?
What's up? What's up?
All right, all right. How you been? How you been?
Pretty good. I've been so busy. I slept all day. Today was my sleeping day, and I woke up like, shit, I'm late for Dirty Basement, so I'm half asleep, but I'm here.
Okay, okay. Working hard out there, working hard out there. Big shout out to all my ladies out there that's doing the thing. All right, now, I know that you are, you know, on your way. You got your sights set, all right, for New York City. I know you got some new music that's on the horizon. All right, you want to give us some, you know, behind-the-scenes info? What's going on?
I just joined a music. I got a lot going on right now since here. I just joined a new music group. I landed me a new manager who is from Las Vegas. I am going to be going on a college tour. I am also going on a video and music tour coming up. I will be going to Florida, St. Petersburg, Miami, New York, recording in the studio in New York. And at the same time, I'm going to be doing video and for my starting a video, the video, a couple videos on my way there and back to New York. I'm not saying what date, but you guys will see us on Times Square advertising it. I think we're going to have DJ Sincere show up at Times Square. I ain't seen him in a while, so I need to meet him, and we need to talk and do some things. But I'm doing a lot right now, and actually I've been working 12 straight, so I'm real tired. I just finished the assignment, and I'm taking 10 days off to go do this video. So that's what I'm up to now. I'm working on 3 new singles at the same time.
Okay. All right. We definitely set a mouthful right there. All right. Well, you let me know. I run up to Times Square. All right. I put on some of my happy clothes, and I run up there looking fly.
That's right. I wish put you your happy clothes on and come on now.
You know what I'm saying? And we'll definitely come on out and, you know, rock out with you and, you know, make it do what it do. Definitely, definitely. No mistake about that. Now, we got a bunch of your songs because, you know, we've been supporting, you know, the music that you put out for a while. We've got a bunch of your songs here. You know what I'm saying? So what do you want to hear?
Whatever you want to hear. And in a minute, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of other stuff to hear.
Okay. All right. I definitely know that you're good for that, giving those sneak peeks at the last minute. All right. Well, definitely. Let's play something that we haven't played in a while. Let's play something that we haven't played in a while. I got my girl Spicy in the building coming through. I'm looking forward to getting some more new music from her. But in the meantime, let's throw it back with this one. This is I'm Good. On that joint, talk about I'm good. All right, I can make it on my own. I don't need none of y'all. All right, one of them things. you know how y'all girls like to talk. You know how y'all like to talk. All right, but yeah, we're gonna get into some things a little bit right now. All right, before we get into this going, no, I got something else that's on my mind. I saw something the other day. Now, hopefully, hold on a second. All right, let me make sure that My system is going to cooperate with this. Let me just take a quick look real quick. Okay, cool. All right, now your girl Cardi B, all right, she got a new song out. All right, so we're going to get into that also. We're going to get into a new song. But I saw a clip this week that many of you may have seen. All right, she was talking about a topic that's, you know, a heavy topic, a constant topic within certain communities. And that's a topic about, you know, going 50-50 in a relationship. That's a big deal. All right, apparently, that's a big deal. Within certain kind of communities, who wants to go 50-50? I'm not going 50-50. This, that, and the other thing. It's really been a big deal. So, you know, she came out and she kind of surprised me, all right, by having the position that she took on this. And I really don't mind, you know, playing this particular clip, because a lot of times the problem that I have with people who are in the entertainment or in the sports or movies, whatever aspect of the entertainment business, is when these people are made, you know, political spokespeople, and the way that they use them in that kind of regard, a lot of times I have a problem with. But this particular commentary was really interesting to me, particularly since it apparently, all right, seems to me, goes against the grain of what a lot of discourse is out there, you know, in relation to this, especially coming from, unfortunately, a lot of women. So let's get into this Cardi B clip, and then we're going to come back on the other side and get a little feedback and commentary, and then, of course, you know, we have her brand new song. All right, and by the way, all right, now you won't hear Wallo, but he was also in this video, but you will hear Gilly the Kid at the end of the clip also. So let's get into this, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
People be like, oh. So this is, like, really controversial, right?
Go ahead.
I feel like it's very controversial when, like, be like, oh, I don't go 50-50. But it's like, all right. So if you and your man make the same amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. But only your man is the one that's paying all the bills. How y'all ever going to save up to, like, buy a house or buy a business? Because he's never going to be able to afford to. So it's like certain things is, like, a joint thing to do.
You gotta work together.
It's like a work together, but I just be feeling like sometimes people, like, the internet really be having people fucked up from, like, real reality type shit. So it's like, all right, so your mom and dad used to work every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your mom and dad used to work every single day so your mom could save her money and, well, buy purses and your dad just paid the bills. That's not how it works. It's either your mom was in the house cooking and cleaning every day, your dad was working, or they was both working to pay both the bills. Like, y'all be acting like y'all don't know what the fuck that is like no more. Like, come on.
All right, well, there you have it. That's what she had to say. All right, the internet got a lot of y'all reality fucked up. And not just in this topic, but in a number of other things too. The internet got everybody thinking all kind of crazy stuff. Let me go to Mr. Roy first. Mr. Roy, what do you think about what you just said?
I 50-50 is a really productive situation because it works. It works well when somebody can get somebody else's back. It's like a tag team. It's like you're going in and out, and you're able to, you know, manifest everything that you want. Like she said, how can you put your plans to get a house when the man is working and making all the money to pay all the percentage of everything, and you still want him to be the one to pay for the vacation, him to be the one to pay for the house, him to be the one to pay for the new car? It don't make no sense. So when you got 50-50, you know, it's you can save towards a better future and be able to have a brighter situation going on. I agree with the situation.
All right, that's Mr. Roars. A quick analysis and take on that. Let me go over to Spicy and see what she has to say about it. Spicy, what do you think about the whole concept of going 50-50 in a relationship, a male, female, or, you know, any kind of interpersonal relationship like that? Is that an issue with you, a positive, negative? What do you think?
I totally agree with Mr. Ra and Cardi. Women these days are way, way, way more responsible than or do way more, I would say, than way back in the day. We stand up and hold our own. I could do 100% on my own, so I definitely can do 50% with my partner. And the good thing about it is you can have so much more
if you work on it together. Hold your head up and stand up, ladies. Y'all got this. Believe me. If I can do it, you can do it. Don't depend on just the man all the time. Give him join in on him. You can have so much more if you join in together. That's my input on it.
Okay. I no doubt about that. I can definitely see, you know, that particular analysis. Now, one thing that I've never understood when I hear, you know, women say that they don't, you know, they're not going to go 50-50 in a man with a relationship. You know, the first thing I always think is like, well, you're paying 100% of your bills right now. All right, you're paying all your own this, all your own that, whatever expenses that you have, that 100% is yours right now, and you're doing that alone right now. So to enter into a situation with somebody else that's going to, you know, help to balance that off and, you know, take half of that load, okay, well, we're going to pool our bills, and at the same time, we're going to pool our money to pay those bills, so all the pressure isn't on me and all the pressure isn't on you, and we could take, you know, some of that money that we would have to both spend on stuff, right, and we could, you know, save some of that money because we're going to lower the expenses, you know, in the long run. So I could see that. But I never did understand when, you know, a woman would say, well, I'm not going to go 50-50. Well, you, all right, well, stay over there and, you know, pay 100% of your own bills. Carry on. Carry on. Right? Right? Am I wrong?
Right. No,
am
right.
I wrong?
Right. No, you're right.
No
you're
doubt.
Right. So, you're right. You can have so much more if you build together. Come on now, lady.
It's the obvious.
Absolutely.
It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. When people don't realize that, just like anything in life, that's like a partnership. That's like a job. So if you and Spicy open a business, so we expect that Sincere is going to do more or Spicy is going to do more. But if the two of y'all equally contribute, y'all can get further things accomplished so much bigger and better. No-brainer.
That's right. No-brainer. No brainer.
We lost it here. Well, until they get back.
Spicy,
how you doing out there, girl? How's everything? Yeah.
Yeah, let me see if I can. I hope.
You're breaking up, Cynthia. You're having a little difficulty, bro. You're breaking up.
All right, 1-2-1-2. Let me see if I can get. I think I got River Fox in the building. I think I have her in the building. I think that's what this area code is. Let me see if this is River Fox. River Fox, is that you?
This is me.
All right. Well, you've been kind of taking it, those two letters easy. All right, you've been you know, in the cut a bit, so I know you heard the conversation. You got any thoughts?
I agree. Well, I definitely agree that people should work together. 100%. But you know, we always based in our relationships on finances, right? And that's where a lot of people go wrong, and a relationship doesn't work because you're always fighting over finance. But definitely people should work together. Now, if you both work at making the same amount, then 50-50 is doable, and it makes sense. But if one person is making $200,000 and one person making $20,000, you can't ask that person to do 50%. You know, sometimes people base it on finance. They say, oh, that person, they want to leave the person because they're not making enough money, let's say. Then they leave the person. They really wanted the person, but the world is telling them that person doesn't make enough money. Now they leave the
All
person.
Right, well,
now the person is a money.
All right, well, now, let's be honest. All right, now let's be.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I don't think there's too many men. I'm quite sure there's some, but I don't think there's too many men that's left a woman because she didn't make enough money. I think that's a phenomenon that usually works in the other.
Believe it or not, you know, back in the days, you would say there was a lot of women that were gold diggers, but a lot of men are gold diggers. And that's the truth. In this day and age, a lot of men are gold diggers, and a lot of men are looking for the woman that has the money, that has the house, that has a prestigious job or whatever, so they could tell it to their friends or get what they could get. There's a lot of
I haven't really seen that. I'll tell you what I have seen, though. I've seen that you do have a percentage of what we would call couch Negroes, or what we would call hobosexual. Mind you, have couch Negroes and you have hobosexuals. All right, and these are the kind of guys, you know what I'm saying, the proverbial, and, you know, strangely enough, y'all women do seem to love these guys, strangely enough, the proverbial Pookie and the proverbial Ray Ray, all right, the couch Negro, all right, the hobosexual, the kind of guy that, you know, the kind of guy that's looking for a certain type of female around income tax time. Now, as far as the other thing, I mean, we got to keep it 100 because a lot of times, you know, people portray things in certain kind of ways. The vast majority of people fall within a certain economic status. You know, you do have levels of everything. And, you know, average people are average people, all right? Nobody likes that word these days. Nobody likes to be called, so, you know, nobody likes to be. I think men have a less of a problem with it than women do. But I think across the board, people don't like being called, you know, average. But there is, you know, average salary. And, you know, $200,000 is my average salary. All right, that's way on the upper end of the spectrum, and it's a very small number of people, male or female, who legitimately, all right, let's quantify it, that legitimately make that kind of money. Now, if you're making it off the books and this, that, and you're making it in the streets, there's no way to quantify that. You can tell anybody you make any amount of money. But in terms of legitimate employment, you know, most people fall under $100,000. I'll just put it like that. Most people fall under $100,000. So when you see a lot of stuff on social media, and, you know, some of it is totally insane and totally, you know, delusional. When you see a lot of stuff on social media that talks about, you know, how much money that people are supposed to make or how much money that it's going to take for somebody to be in a relationship with somebody else, it's totally, you know, ridiculous. And then a lot of times you really do some analysis to the person that's making these kind of, you know, statements and, you know, have this kind of criteria, the question becomes, do they even qualify for it? Do they even qualify for what it is that they're, you know, that they're asking for? I think when it comes to, you know, I think, you know, part of the statement that, you know, Cardi B made, that I think that maybe that we're missing, is when she said that, you know, 50-50 back in the days used to mean, you know, that the man played his role, all right, and the woman played her role. And if that meant that, you know, he paid all the bills, and that's where a lot of households were back in the days, you know, of course the economic climate is a little bit different now, but if that meant that, you know, he went out there and he did the hustling and he did the hard lifting and he made the money and he paid the mortgage and he did this and that a third, on the flip side of that, and if you listen, she did allude to this. She said that she was in the wife was in the house taking care of that end of business and making sure everything was right on that end, so that the man could go out there and bust his ass and bring home the bread and make sure everything was taken care of and deal with, you know, taking care of his family. So once upon a time, that was an aspect of the 50-50 where people played, you know, their positions in that regard. You know, so some people are still expected to play those positions, and some people have kind of, you know, moved out of that and want to, you know, do some other things. So I think that's where we kind of, you know, find ourselves nowadays. But I think that when it comes to, you know, relationships, whether, you know, people getting together, once again, there are levels. And I think if people would, you know, find the person that, you know, that the level that they're really on, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you could have somebody who's on, you know, and you could have whatever desire you want. You could have your dream, all right? But if you're on level number three, it's unrealistic for, you know, you to expect, miracles happen, but it's unrealistic for you to expect to get a number 8, 9, or 10. It's just not realistic, you know what I mean? So if people were, you know, realistic in their approach to, you know, different aspects of life, I think at the end of the day, people would be a lot more satisfied with their outcomes. Let me see if I can get K-Swiss to chime in on this subject. K-Swiss, you wanna give us a perspective on this?
Yeah. Okay, 50-50. I'm all for that. If they both make the same amount of money, then they also have to put in the same amount of time with parenting, household chores, cooking, you know? Yeah. Why shouldn't it be equal?
Then you think that goes toward having a more, you know, harmonious a household?
I think so, because somebody is going to feel slighted that, well, how come I'm doing all the work? Plus, I'm paying half of everything, and you're just sitting there or going off doing what you want with your friends, and, you know, whether you're male or female. Some women spend a lot of time in the salon getting their nails done and all that. Well, what does he get to do? Or he goes off to the pool halls or whatever with his friends or the studio time. What does she do? She's stuck at home with the kids and making sure there's a meal on the table and that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if it's going to be 50-50 financially, it should be 50-50 across the board.
Okay, as far as what goes on within the household also in terms of any kind of, I guess, you know, housework, I guess that's what you're kind of like alluding to, yes? All right.
Well, and taking care of the kids.
Now, I'm a old school kind of guy, you know what I'm saying, in a lot of ways. I think a lot of people are more liberal than I am when it comes to certain kind of things. So, you know, when it comes to what goes on in and around the house, there's certain kind of things that I don't think a woman should do. You know what I'm saying? And there's certain things I don't think a man should have to do either. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, on the occasions I've had, women who stayed with me or, you know, lived with me, you know, to some degree, and let's say she has a car and it snows outside, you know what I'm saying? She's not going outside to shovel no snow, all right? She's not going outside to cut no grass, to trim no hedges. She's not going up on the roof to put the shingles on, you know what I'm saying? If the toilet backs up, she's not going to be there with the plunger, with the duty all over the place. She's not going to be doing none of that. All right, that's going to be my role. But at the same time, all right, I shouldn't have to certain kind of things I shouldn't have to be doing. I shouldn't have to be washing those dishes. I shouldn't have to be cooking, you know, nothing. You know, the certain kind of things I shouldn't have to do. And I think that's an aspect of 50-50 that's been lost, because I think like River Fox was saying, you know, in the beginning of her statement, we focus so much entirely just on the finances, like, you know, no romance without no finance. If you ain't got no money, I don't want no scrub. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it, a lot of times it starts and ends there, all right? Never mind about the person, never mind about their character, whether or not, you know, they're decent, you know, they're not a degenerate or, you know, have any kind of, you know, other kind of issues. We have a tendency to start and end on the money, all right? At least, unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do. You know, they start and end, you know, on the money. But I think if, you know, depending upon your situation, all right, because, you know, for me myself, I don't really care, all right? Because as Spicy said, I don't need no chick to go 50-50 with me, all right? Everything that I need to do gets done. Everything I need to pay gets paid. You know what I mean? So, you know, if I'm going to have a particular woman enter my life on a serious kind of a level, you know what I'm saying, then I'm not really looking for her to put a whole lot of bread on the table. If she wants to contribute financially, then that's a beautiful thing. But I'm not looking for, you know, somebody to put a path, let's say. You know what I'm saying? But there's other aspects that I am looking for, you know what I'm saying, that have nothing to do with money when it comes to a woman. So that's just me. All right, other folks take a different perspective, and they need to, you know, they want a woman to have a, you know, fair amount of finances, then she needs to be this and she needs to be that. I could care less. I really don't care, all right? You could be, you know, you could be wiping tables at McDonald's, and if I think that you fly, I might try to holler at you. And if you turn out to be, you know, have a good personality and not be difficult, then, you know, we may find ourselves in a different, you know, in a different space, you know, within a relatively short amount of time. All right, 563-999-3050. Do I got Remedy Cold Sweat in the building? Remedy, are you with me?
Hey.
What's going on?
Y'all?
All right, what do you think? You know what I'm saying? Now, what do you think about this topic? What do you think about going sister shit?
I was sitting here saying to myself, I can't agree anymore with both you and Casey because it made sense together what both of y'all said. Y'all was like right on top of my brain. And I couldn't agree more, especially the last thing you said. You know, I don't need a woman to just put all her money out on the table. You know, I got together because the 50-50, yes, I'm all for that, I believe. You know, all that. But at the end of the day, really, it's back to what you said, DJ Sincere, and how you broke it down.
Okay, so if a man said that he wanted to go 50-50 with you, how would you feel about that?
I wouldn't even trip off of that. I mean, I'm average, you know, so it's 50-50 or 80-20, it don't matter which way the numbers go, whether it's male or female. To me, just as long as what needs to be taken care of is taken care of. I'll buy my
right.
Bed later.
All right, so let's say that it was you that was providing the 80%, let's say. How would you, like, underneath it all, and be honest, underneath it all, how would you feel about that man?
Long as he ain't no scrub or what did you call him, a homo bum, a bummo, what did you call him? As long as he's not one of those. And as long as I could call on him and say, hey, babe, you know, I need this much for whatever, you know, and it's definitely not going to be a lot. You know, at least be there for me for that part. If I'm a, you know, if I'm putting in more, but not selfishly saying, you know, oh, I put in 80%, so you need to be doing all of this, and you need to go mop, or you need to, oh, you can't be laying down and going. It wouldn't be like that. Because if you're with somebody and you love that person, you care, let's just say care about that person, then 80-20, 50-50 shouldn't matter. It should be understood.
Right, that's what's up. All right, real good topic. Dope conversation between Duty Basement Radio. Appreciate everybody's input. I definitely appreciate everybody's input. We got the Go With No coming up in a couple of minutes now, but I have to get that out my system. All right, but let's go to this new Cardi B joint right now. I think this is a banger. I'm liking Cardi B again with her last statement. I like her again. All right, this is Cardi B, and this is called Enough. AKA Miami. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm about to call up Diamond, bitch. Not if you buff.
All right, all right. Brand new music coming from Cardi B. Now, at the top of the show, I said I was going to try to be cool. But it never works. It never works. You know, I always got something that's on my mind, some kind of hot topic. Now, I didn't bring my dude Jazzo in. Let me bring Jazzo back. Jazzo, where you at? Jazzo. Jazzo, where you at? I don't know. I might have lost Jazzo for a minute. We got to see if we can get him back connected in just a bit. Now, was that Jazzo right there? He woke up from his slumber. You know what I'm saying? He
yes,
escaped from the...
I'm here. I just came back from London. I can't believe it.
All right, my man Jazzo is a world traveler. He'd be all over the place. He'd be teleporting, all right, hither and yon. All right, he got that Star Trek teleporter thing going on in his living room, so he might pop up on you at any moment. You never know. But Jazzo, all right, what's your thoughts on this controversy about going 50-50? All right, you got any thoughts on that?
I don't know. I'm a pimp. Do what you do.
Say no.
But really, it's according to the situation. A lot of these situations is like they that's what they are. They're situationships. It ain't
okay.
No romance. Ain't nothing. It's almost like you just deal. You deal. It's like a business now. They're not relationships no more. But everything is about money. You know what I'm saying?
Everything
is an add-on to the foundation. You know what I mean? So I don't have no problem with it. But some of the things you said, Sincere, I come from a family where provided. As long as my mom handled certain other aspects, she ain't really had to do for nothing. You know what I mean? She handled the house. And my mom still had a job. My father handled the bills and certain other aspects. They worked as a team. You know what I'm saying? And it made everything even better. You know what I mean? When you get about finances, that's what it's going to be. That's what it's always about. It's going to be finances. Or a lot of the females look at it, oh, he ain't got this, he ain't got that. It's monetary female. I don't want to be with nobody like that. Because when I fall down, then you don't want to be with me because now I might took a fall on certain aspect of my financial. Now you don't want to be with me or you going to run. I don't want that. I need somebody. A woman is only good as... A man is only good as the woman that's beside him. That's all.
All right, Jazzo, give us some real talk right there. I definitely agree with, definitely some of that, that you said. All right, so that's what's up. I definitely want to make sure I got everybody in on this particular topic right there. So definitely appreciate you adding on. But, you're right. Sometimes, we find... You may find yourself where, your finances, aren't the same, today as they were yesterday. Sometimes, we all slip and fall. And sometimes, we get pushed. Sometimes we get pushed. And that, that's real. But, just like the old commercial, I fall in and I can't get up. You got to get back up. You know what I'm saying? You become a couch Negro or you become a hobosexual, because, you fell down and you didn't get back up. Because some people, they fall down and you look at them tomorrow, they done sprung right back up. And then other folks, you look at them, some period of time later, and they not only still laying down, on the ground, they done got a pillow, all right? They done got a blanket. All right, then they got themselves a nice drink. They got the remote, and they done got comfortable. All right, so, fellas, if something happens and things do happen in life that we got to, bounce back from, just make sure that you, don't get comfortable, after you done slipped and fell, even if somebody did push you, because people will try to push you and try to mess up your situations and try to put you, in a bag, as they used to say. All right, 563-999-3050. All right, finally, we're going to get ready to get into this going no, but I think I got one more song that I want to play. Let me see if I can find this song. All right, came across this song the other day. All right, controversial song. All right, we had played a song the other week by a gentleman I'm going to see if I can find that song a little bit later on. And me and K-Swiss had a conversation about the song, talking about, while it was a good song, and he did, you know, what he did. He said what he had to say in a good manner because of the urban politics that, you know, that particular song would probably, you know, get, you know, the cold shoulder, all right, in a lot of quarters, all right. But this song, if I'm going to see if I can find it now. All right, come on, be cooperative, please. Come on, Switchboard, be cooperative. I want to see if I can find this song. Saw it just the other day online, and definitely made me laugh. And I said, man, you know, you're going to be in trouble for this one. Definitely going to be in trouble for this one. Nope, I might have to see if I can upload this song again. I guess I might have to do that another day, maybe next week. All right, yeah, that's what it's looking like. I don't see it in the system. I don't know what happened to it. All right, the power to be saying, all right, you done caused enough trouble for one day, Sincere. Don't do that. You're going to shut down the whole show if you play that record. All right, so I guess we'll hold that for next week. Let's get ready to get into the going now. I got Mr. Raw in the building. All right, I got Jazzo in the building, Spicy's in the building. I got K-Swiss in the building and River Fox. All right, matter of fact, let me see. Did I have somebody else that I missed? I'll make sure I shouted everybody out, all right, that I could see right now. All right, unfortunately, we lost Dior. I was hoping to have Dior in the building for this edition of Going No, but I guess she had to run. And I was also looking forward to having the other gentleman hang out with us, who called in a little bit earlier, get some input from him also. But maybe we'll be able to do that on another occasion. Mr. Roy, you ready to get into this Going No real quick?
You already know. Let's get it.
All right, let's go.
Join the panel. You dial that number 563-999-3050, and you press that number one button, and you help us judge the music that can be sent in to DRTYBSMNT MP3@AOL. Please do us a favor and label it. Label it so that we can read it, so we don't mess your name up, and label it the title of the song and the artist, please, so we can do, you know, do right by it. And we do not, I repeat, we do not play any of this music ahead of time so that we can set it up as a gag reel or if it's crazy stuff. If it sounds crazy, it ain't got nothing to do with us, nothing. You can send any kind of music in, any genre. It doesn't have to be censored, any style. We entertain and accept music from all the industry and independent artists. Send your music in. And we would like to have a good time with some good music. Please enjoy the show. Go and know.
All right. All right, all right, all right. All right, let's get ready to get into it. We have another celebrity edition. We have another celebrity edition to go and know today, an artist that you are familiar with that are reintroducing themselves to the marketplace, and also a few other things that are mixed in also. All right, so let's start it off with this one. Yeah, it looks like it's mostly so. All right. All right, well, let's start it off with this one. This gentleman was hot about maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. I mean, he was blazing hot, had a lot of hot joints. All right, in spite of some of his street antics, all right, it wasn't until he, you know, made some statements, you know, you make them statements sometimes and you get into trouble, all right, that his career started to, you know, take a dip. Alright, but he's back at it again. I'm quite sure he owes the label a couple of albums, so he still got work to do. Alright, this is the baby. Alright, and this is called Wonder Woman. Let's check this one out. Going up.
You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Let's do it. Yeah, back like I was hoping you were free. I wonder how she act when I'm in that pussy. I wonder how she act.
Yeah, I wonder how she act.
I wonder how she act when she give it to me. I wonder how she act.
Yeah, I wonder how she
bad. I'm the shorty bad.
Baby, give it shorty bad.
Yeah, she a super freak. I call her Wonder Woman.
Okay, let's do it.
Before I had bows, nigga, I had bows and onions.
Bows, yeah.
Anytime I had a pole and that nigga play, I bond it.
Boom.
Yeah, I let her think that it's on and it ain't save a number. Freak ass niggas ain't players. She gave me a soul and them niggas paid the hunch. Punch, 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 punch. I just know that you a freak. I wonder how she act when I'm in that pussy. I wonder how she act.
Yeah, I wonder how she act.
I wonder how she act when she give it to me. I wonder how she act.
Yeah, I wonder how she act.
I'm the shorty bad.
Baby, give it shorty bad.
Yeah, super freak. I call her Wonder Woman.
What you call her?
I call her Wonder Woman, okay.
Yeah.
Soon as I seen her, like, ain't no way. We ain't got a number from her. Bitch, guess what? Letting you slide got me fucked up. Smooth ass skin and the teeth ain't fucked. Pretty ass face, don't need no butt. But I'll take some.
All right, all right, all right. Brand new music coming from the baby on that joint. Let me get some feedback. Let me get some feedback real quick from my folks. Hold on, my switchboard looked like it got stuck for a minute. All right, hold on, hold on, hold on. All right. Let me go to Remedy first. Remedy, what do you think about the new record from the baby?
Like I be saying, we need to be on camera. I'm over here throwing it around. That's a definite go for me. Definite.
Okay.
I like that superwoman.
I like that. I see over there dancing up a storm, doing a thing.
Yeah.
Right, she's a fan. She's a fan. She's on board with the new baby joint. All right, Mr. Roy, what do you think?
Unfortunately, not for me, because I expected a little bit more from Baby, and he wasn't saying nothing. So that's one of those songs that it's going to sell because of who he is and maybe a good video to go with it, but that's not nothing that I'm looking for. So it's not my cup
okay.
of tea.
Well, Mr. Rush, shut that one down with the quickness. Spicy, what's your thoughts on the song? What do you think about it?
Hey, the Baby, that was a little bit boring, Baby. Come on over to... Come on over to Instagram. Let's do something together a little hotter than that. Come on now. Come on over to Instagram and hit me up. Let's do something a little bit more interesting than that.
All right. So what you're saying, that it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough for you? It wasn't enough?
I'm going to let it pass because the only reason the young kids going to love it. I'm going to give you that. But come on over. Let's blast off with something else, me and you.
Okay. All right, all right, all right. Spicy going to give it a passing grade, but she says you definitely could do better. All right, Jazzo, what do you think about it?
It's okay. It's okay. It didn't move me in no way, shape, or form. It's nice, but it seemed like something lacking. I don't know. It's all right.
Okay. All right, it's just all right, just all right. He's going to give it a passing grade, but not too enthused. K-Swiss, give me your thoughts. What do you think about the song?
I kind of agree that the young people will like it. It's what the market is looking for even, so I give it a go.
Okay. All right. All right, that's a fair assessment. River Fox, what do you think?
I'm going to give it a go. And it started out strong. The beat was good. It could have finished it a little better, but I liked it. It was all right. I'll give it a go. I'll pass.
Okay. All right. Looks like overall that one is going to make the cut. The baby might have a little something to reintroduce himself to the market, but it's not a blazer. All right, it's not a Five Along Fire, all right, according to my folks. All right, let's keep this moving with the next artist up on deck. All right, we got something, all right, from the legendary DJ Premier. All right, it features an artist by the name of Russ. So I'm going to assume, of course, you know, he did the production on this. So let's check this one out. DJ Premier featuring Russ, and this is Work This Out. Go and know.
I just want to work this out and be good. Don't you want to work this out? We should. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I just want to work this out. Don't you want to work this out? Arguments got me messed up, 'cause I just learned about myself and I'm fed up. Fed up, fed up. We need to learn how to fight, yeah, fight, yeah, before we burn out our light, yeah. Fed up, fed up. Said that I react bad, yeah, I cross the line too often, yeah. You tell me that I got you fucked up and you start walking. Said ain't no more talking, that you need your space now. Feel your trust in me and when I hurt you it just breaks down, yeah. I just wanna work this out and be good. Don't you wanna work this out? We should.
All right, all right. That's DJ Premier featuring Russ, and that was Work This Out. Let me get some feedback, see what my folks think about this song. All right, Mr. Roy, what's your thoughts?
I vibe with it. I like it. It gave me like a mellow, you know, Post Malone-ish kind of, you know, mellowness. I liked it.
All right. Jazza, what do you think about the song?
Yeah, that's all nice. I was over here reminiscing about a couple females I knew. Like, damn, I want to work it out, girl.
Okay, here we go. I started to feel away. All right, Jazza was rocking with it, too. All right, song is off to a good start. All right, Remedy, what do you think?
Yes, baby, yes. Can we get a rewind?
Oh, wow, she want to hear that one again.
Yeah.
I know. Maybe if it does a clean sweep, we'll see about, you know.
Back. Stop my clean sweep.
So, watch out. All right, Spicy, what's your thing on the song? You like the song?
Yeah, we on our way to a clean sweep. We all agreeing on this one. We like it. We all do. So far, so good.
All right, let me get some feedback from K-Swiss. All right, K-Swiss, what do you think about this one?
I think it's a good song to play in the club when you want to slow things down. He has a nice voice. We've heard him before, but I'm not a fan of the auto-tune on it, but I do give it a go.
Okay. All right. Well, at least auto-tune wasn't, you know, totally, you know, he didn't have it on the Mac. So, you know, we got to give him some points for that. At least, you know, at least he realized that, you know, you can turn auto-tune down. It goes in two directions, right? Bitch, out the KV. All right. Let me get some feedback from River Fox. River Fox, all right, you going to make it a clean sweep?
Yeah, because I'm going to have to double go that. I like that. I'm a lyric lady, and I feel like them lyrics and the flow was good. I like it all the way.
All right. It's a clean sweep. All right, that rare occurrence has occurred. All right, big shout out to DJ Premier featuring Russ. All right, that song, Work It Out. That's gonna be. We're gonna put that in the mix here on Dirty Basement Radio. There's a lot of solid, you know, R&B vibes that's coming out right now, so I would definitely have to put that one on the list. I see my dude A1 in the building. All right, we're gonna get him on board for this next joint. He just tapped in a couple seconds ago. All right, let's get this next one up on deck right now. Big shout out to all the good folks that I've been connecting with on that Clubhouse platform over the past couple of months. All right, this is another artist that I connected with on that platform. This is Drank Sinatra, all right? And the song is called I Stand On It. Let's check this one out and get some feedback from my folks. Go and know.
Yeah. Yeah, this Drank. Hey. Oil and gas company, you know what I'm saying? The other side of the tank. We standing on business about this one, though, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm from Texas with niggas and miscas is focused on trying to get paid.
Get paid.
We standing on business. If you and your feelings, you probably gon' fuck up the play.
Hey,
so watch how you moving and watch what you say. My only advice to you is stay out the way.
But anyway, it's gonna always be a boy, isn't it?
But thank you for stopping, bro. Have a good day. This portable forward and real drink. I'ma give you 16 at the whole paint. Of that old school or activist in that form. If you want the whole thing, we gon' break the bank. You can get that shit now, you don't have to wait. And we ain't sorry for shit, that's that nigga Drake. This the Lone Star State where we ride paper plates. And the Sprite always purple, they never pink. Let me slow this shit down just to make you think. Bitch, it's straight from the farm, it ain't nothing fake. If we ever run out, I'ma run a few rides and go check my account and make something shake. We customer service, make sure you straight. And I hope for your faith that ain't nothing frauds. We ain't finna say nothing to no authorities. Just know we gon' handle that shit accordingly. Cause I ain't gotta say I got it, if you know I got it, and that's fact. I stand on that. And if a nigga say I got it, he done told somebody, and he a rat. I stand on that. If a nigga told somebody, then it's gon' be somebody's. And if you know somebody, don't even speak about it. And if you owe somebody, you either keep a solid or it's a rap. I stand on that. Cause I ain't gotta say I got it if you didn't know I got it. And that's fact. I stand on that. And if a nigga say I got it and he done told somebody, then he a rap.
All right, that was Drank Sinatra on that joint. It's called I Stand On It. Let me get some feedback from Spicy. Spicy, you up first. What do you think?
I'm riding with that. I'll get her to go.
All right, she's on board. She's like, I'll give her to go. All right. Jazzo, what do you say about Drank Sinatra, I Stand On That?
Yeah, I'll give that a go. It had me moving over here, so yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, we're 2 for 2. All right, Mr. Roy, what's your thoughts?
I like that. It had a nice little vibe to it. It was understandable. All the words was legible. It made more sense than that. The other baby song that I think this was a better type of song. It's a go for me.
All right. Drank Sinatra's on the roll right now. All right, K-Swiss, what do you say about the song? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, K-Swiss. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll give it a go because I think it has a lot of potential, like on YouTube with a video.
Okay, you think it, so you can kind of see where the video would be going.
Yeah, and I think he has one.
Okay. All right, I have to check that out. I have to check that on the YouTube. All right, see what's up with that. Let me see. A1. All right, what do you think about Drank Sinatra? You with it?
Yeah, I was. That's definitely a banger, though. I ain't even going to hold you. That's definitely a good joint, though.
All right, solid. Look like we are about to run it up on this second joint right now. All right, River Fox, you get the last word. Oh, what's going on with my switchboard? Sorry about that, River Fox.
I said I'd give it a go. I can hear the people bumping at it in the summertime out there, speakers in the car. Sounds good.
Okay. I look like that might be a banger for the summer. All right, big shout out to Drank Sinatra. All right, with that, I stand on it. All right, second song in a row. All right, that's unusual. Wow. I look like we got Dior the Chocolate Doll back in the building. All right, we're going to get her on deck for this next song, get her feedback on this next song, because I don't think she had a chance to really hear that Drank Sinatra joint. So let's see what I have up on deck. All right, wow, last two songs, all my folks is rocking with it. All right, that's great. That's great. Definitely unusual. Definitely unusual. All right, let me see what's up next. All right, we have another. Okay, we'll go with that one. I think we'll go with that one. Let's see if we can keep it going with this one. All right, artist goes by the name of Five Mikes, which is a very heavy name for an artist to call himself. All right. That's a very heavy name. Wouldn't you agree with that, Mr. Roar? The artist going to call himself Five Mics.
Man, you better, yo, let me tell you something. Man, I'm usually very easygoing. I'm nice. But if you're going to call yourself Five Mics, I hope you're going to give me something. Because you're going to hear it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's serious. Now, if you're not from a certain era, all right, then you might not understand the meaning of Five Mics. But it used to be out of print magazine. They're still online. Called The Source. All right? You can still find The Source online. Right, and when they used to, you know, give their critiques of albums and singles that artists put out, they would judge it by how many mics they gave it. All right, so if you guys, your joint was Five Mics, that means just that means that your shit was flame, huh?
Yeah, that means you were top tier, and it was only a few artists that ever got Five Mics on the straight up. A lot got four and a half mics, three and a half. But you get five mics, that almost guaranteed you're going to get a platinum album.
All right. That almost guaranteed that you were on your way to legend status. All right, you're on your way to legend status when you got five mics back in the day in The Source. All right, and what Mr. Roar is definitely saying is true. That was a rare occurrence to get five mics. You want to call yourself Five Mics? Okay. All right. So this is Five Mics alongside of Busta Rhymes. All right. This is called This Ain't No Game. Let's check this one out. See what they talking about. Go or no. K5.
L5. Bars. Tell all them bad bitches you brought with you to put all the bags of money on the left side of the room on the floor. We 2024 ready.
Let it begin. Yeah. I came to win. Holla. Top off the Benz. Big drop. Gonna spin. Rap nigga straight cap. Put 100 on 10. Woo. Got the Louis trench coat with the butter suede Tim's like.
Bars.
Run the city. Fire like Bust and Philly. Bars and Biggie. Fashion gritty.
Bars.
Yeah. Yeah. I got New York as Liddy.
New York.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the fly committee. Brooklyn, BK. You know I love the bitty. The condo got hoes showing thighs and titties.
Uh-huh.
You wanna hurt the game? Don't chase the fame. I'm in a the Red Mustang.
Woo.
About to really sell records like Purple Rain. I'm like a KRS-One on Big Daddy Kane.
Oh.
Drop it in it's album mode.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Buzz like Nas and Ho.
Bars.
Yo, 2024, Busta Rhymes is back up in the office. Pull up and make it you niggas nauseous. I think you should be cautious. I'm in the room filled with a couple bosses. Bring all my money up in the fortress. You know my niggas thoughtless. I give you the truth, they give you falseness. Shorties to see me and say you gorgeous. I purchase couple portraits. Long gone, nigga, you feel the King Kong when I hit you with the bid on. Shit that go around the whole world, you niggas better send a sit on. See, don't you niggas trash? Down, red on. Hard work, pull up and manufacture a nigga like the bread on. And booing niggas till they get the get on. We diesel and we strid on. Beat niggas with bars till they run in their crib and start begging for they mid on. You know we got the bit on. Instead of trying to switch you, she clean cow shit and get the...
Okay. All right, that was Five Mics featuring Busta Rhymes. This ain't no game. Hold it. I know people are ready to go, but hold it. All right. We're going to let you go first then, since it sounds like you're ready to go. River Fox, what's your thoughts on the joint?
You know, I like it. I love it. It's good. It's good. It's that old school, new school mixed flavor. And I will never say no to Busta Rhymes. I'm sorry. He has the voice and the lyrics.
Okay. Go ahead. Now go ahead. I thought you were going to say something else.
No, it's a go.
Okay. Go straight up. All right, A1, do you concur?
Nah, bro. You know me, man. You know I'm a critic when it comes to this music shit. But more or less, though, big shout out to Busta. Fuck with Busta all day. Busta has not, as many years he done had it again, he has not lost a step. Now, I'm from the Five Mic era. That nigga ain't spit nothing that's worth five mics to me, bro. I'm gonna be 100 with you. Busta shit is a go. I ain't gonna hold you. But him, he got to come better than that. If you want to track with Busta, you got to come way better than that, bro. So I'm not. Big shout out to Busta, but that's not it though. That ain't it.
All right. So A1 shutting that one down. That ain't it. All right, giving that one a no. All right, got Dior back in the building. Dior. All right, what do you think about that song we just played?
I actually feel like, you know what I'm saying, the beat is fire, the flow is fire, Busta came heavy. If you go top a legend in the game, you got to go even harder. He matched it, but I feel like he can go a little bit harder than what he did on the track. But to me, it was lit, but he could go a little bit harder.
Okay. All right, Remedy, what do you think about the song? What do you think about that joint we just listened to?
I'm just going to straight up say I'm going to give it a 5-mic go. Shout out to Buster. Love me some Buster. But I'm gonna give this one a 5-mic go for real. I like it. Like oh, my God. I can't even talk. But it's a definite go, 5-mic go.
Okay, she's giving it the full 5-mic go. She rocking with it like that.
Yes.
I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to argue with you. I say I'm very enthused about that. So, okay, I'm with you just on the enthusiasm alone. Tay Swiss, is the enthusiasm infectious?
No. I wouldn't even give it 2 mics. I love Busta Rhymes. I love listening to Busta Rhymes. But the beat they chose to put him on top of, it didn't go with him. It wasn't Busta, you know. So I would give it a no, and not even 2
okay.
mics.
Okay, didn't even fit Busta. She's like, nope, not going to do it. All right, Jazzo, what do you say on it?
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice little flow. But as the brother said before, 5 mics, he should have came off a little like umph. You know what I'm saying? It was like, all right, yeah, I don't see no 5-mic with his delivery, but it's definitely it's a go. I would definitely let it go.
Okay. All right, Jazz, we're going to pass it. All right, let me get some feedback from Spicy. Spicy, what do you say?
If you're going to say 5 mics, we need to hear 5 mics, bro. I am giving it a go, but I'm going to give him also a 3-mic. That's it.
Okay, give him 3 mics. 5 mic got 2 mics. All right, Mr. Roy, you get the last word. How many mics you going to give 5 mics?
he don't give 5 for me. Y'all know better. You know who this is on the other line. He don't give 5 for me. But Busta will. You know, Busta switched up 3 flows, 3 cadences in that short little bit that we heard. We didn't even hear the whole thing. So just think about that. The other dude, he was mediocre. He was okay. If you're going to come with Busta, you know what I'm saying, right before they say this is the deadline, let me just hear my verse again, please. Oh, Busta did his verse? Oh, no, let me do my verse over. You go after Busta. Don't go before him. Find out what he says first, then do your verse. And then give it your best shot. You think you're giving it your best shot, then Busta going to outshine you 9 times out of 10.
Okay, so what you going to give the song, Mr. Raw?
It's going to get over because of Busta. Busta, that's why it's going to get it. And then you know the beat.
Okay.
You know what beat already. We ain't going to talk about the beat. It's a go because of Busta. That's it.
Okay, well, what are you going to give the song? You going to give it a go or no?
I give it a go because of Busta. That's it.
All right, you're going to go because of Busta. All right, let's get on to this next song. All right, everybody kind of sort of on the fence about that one, kind of half and half. I don't know. Always got to, you know, try to judge the song as a whole. So, I don't know, but we'll see what it do in the market a little bit more. All right, maybe it might wear on people a little bit. We'll see. All right, next song up on deck, artist goes by the name of Babyface Ray. And the song is called Money on My Mind. Well, it's always on my mind, so hopefully he talk about it in the right way. Let's see. Going up.
Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
I just need my space right now.
I seen the times change, gap getting bigger, the circle get smaller. She cry when she don't get her way, cause I got a sport. Cool, calm, flexing on niggas, I feel like she do it. Louis, everything, I don't like it, I changed to Europe. Niggas bite the hand and feed them, I'm guessing they greed. She had a man, decided to leave when she tryna chase me. Put that shit on, start tweeting, just call me AB. Black mo that's what I'm down with. Green had to dry, had to fly, had to slime shit. Everything black, blacked out, oh, that's mob shit. You don't come through and show love like you used to. You don't pull up to the hood like you used to. You don't get it in bust just like you used to. You don't split pills, poke mud like we used to.
Alright, artist name is Babyface Ray, and the song is called Money on My Mind. Mr. Roy, you can set it off.
It's crazy because I'm on the fence because at the beginning of it, he was mumbling. I couldn't understand what he said. And then in the second half, he's rapping. And then, you know, he sounds pretty decent. It's like I'm confused because the beat is, I like the beat. It's mellow, melodrama beat. And then I don't understand what he's saying in the first 12 bars. The second half, I couldn't understand it. I think he needs to just go back to the drawing board and re-sing that back out. It's no for me.
All right. Well, you do. Well, you did better, you know, deciphering that jargon than I did because I didn't understand a word. I'm listening. I'm like, first of all, it sounded like, you know, whoever mixed that shit didn't do a good job. All right, because he sound muffled. He sound way under the beat. You know what I'm saying? It just sounds like a mess. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. You did a better job than me because I didn't understand a word. All right, Spicy, what do you say?
I agree with y'all on that. I don't know. Yeah, I think the mix is messed up, and they need to go back and do the mix. But I do think that song has a little potential. I like the beat, and that is something that my son would play all fucking day long. So I know the young generation would love that. I hear that blasting in my son's car every day, that type of music. So I will say, go back, get your mix fixed, and come back with it, bruh, so we can understand what you're saying and can hear you better.
Okay. All right, so what are you going to give it a no also?
I'm going to have to give it a no till he comes back on a – go to a different studio. Get somebody else to do your mix, bro.
Okay.
And that's a no till you come back.
All right. Jazzo, talk to me. Jazzo, where you at?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, you heard that last song?
It need to go back. It need to redo it. Like, I ain't know what he was saying. The concept seemed like it was live, but like, damn, what? Somebody kidnapped him and had his mouth or something.
Right. Had his, had like a bag over his head or something, right?
Yeah, like, shut up. Don't say nothing. I'm telling you, dog. I got you. Shut up. And he's like, all right. No, they need to do it over. I'm gonna say no.
Okay. All right. Everybody shutting that one down. All right. So I'm glad I'm not the only one. All right, Remedy, what do you say? They couldn't understand them.
I couldn't understand a word. It sounded muffled. I wanted to give it a go. I wanted to give it a good no, but I'm going to keep it real and just give it a no. And it's only because I couldn't understand anything. Yeah, the beat sounded good, but dang, I should have to put my ear to the phone and be listening. So I have to give that one a no. Yeah.
No. I know, right? You'd be lifting, you'd be scrunching up your face and your forehead. I'd be like, what is he saying? Yeah, we don't have to do none of that. We don't want to have to do that. So if you got to do that, then that's definitely not a good look.
Go back in and redo it.
Okay. Yeah, man. I don't know about this. It's not our fault. That's why we do the disclaimer. All right, Kay Swiss, what do you think about the song?
I'm going to agree with everyone. It's a no. Do it over, keep the beat, but do it over and resubmit it and let us hear it again.
Okay. All right. Everybody feel the same way on
this. I think he's got potential too, but I didn't even want to listen to the lyrics. I just was into the beat.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, Dior, what do you say about the song? What do you say about Babyface Ray?
I'm going to have to agree with the lady that spoke. Like, the beat out drowned your lyrics. It was hard to understand. I felt like you could come a little bit harder. It was a no for me because of I couldn't grasp the lyrics because of, like, the beat is out drowning you. if you get a better mix and master, try to fix it up, it sounded way more better. And that's just me speaking.
All right, true enough, true enough. All right, A1.
That ain't it, man. I'm gonna be nice and just say that ain't it, bro. I'm not even right. going any deeper. That ain't it, man.
All right, fair enough. All right, fair enough. It's plain and simple. That is not it. All right, River Fox, you get the last word on this. What do you say about the song? You going to make it unanimous?
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, I think he has a flow. His voice sounds okay, but only thing I could hear was like you used to. That's the only thing I could hear. I don't really know what exactly he's talking about.
Okay. All right. Babyface Ray. All right, you gotta do a little bit better. Clean that one up, and you might have something on your hands. Because everybody's liking the vibe and liking the beat, but they can't understand a word you're saying, bro. You don't know what's going on with that one. All right, I got two more joints in today's going up, so bear with me. I appreciate y'all helping me out today. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of J Period, and it features Mumu Fresh and Aaron Camper, and the song is called Better Half. Check this out, going up.
Give it a go.
Okay, she said there's something off. Okay, let's see if anybody else picks up on that.
Like the beat, like maybe something wasn't mixed right, but like I can hear his lyrics, I can hear what he's saying, all of that. But I'm gonna go ahead and give it a go. But it just seemed like something was off. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, somebody else can help me out with that. But it to me, it just sounded like something was off with the beat or something. See, I'm kind of maybe muffled a little bit. Maybe
right.
Too low. It's just something sounded weird. But like I said, I'm going to give it a go, though.
All right. All right, Dior.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Something was a little bit off. I don't know if it's the, like, mix and master or, like, the beat with the, like, I feel like your vocals could be lowered down and, like, slowed down a little bit for the beat. And it threw it a little bit off to catch what you actually saying. You dope artist, but slow it down and match the beat a little bit better.
Okay. All right. So slow it down and match the beat a little bit better for your lyrics. All right, that's always important. All right, A1, what do you think?
All right, so that's my type of beat. You know, I love beats like that. And I can understand where he was trying to go with that track, but that ain't it, though. That ain't it, because when the beat first came on, I thought he was going to rhyme. You know what I mean? I thought he was rapping on it. But he started singing on it. And I think that's what threw the beat for a loop when he started singing on it. Now, I could see where he was trying to go. But that ain't it, though.
All right. A1 is one of our tougher critics these days. I shut that one down. River Fox, talk to me. What do you say?
I think he has his voice is all right, but it sounds like it sounds distorted. And I think if I give it a go, I'd be doing him an injustice. It just didn't sound right. It didn't sound right altogether,
okay.
But I could hear the potential in the song, but altogether didn't sound right.
Okay. All right. She's shutting it down, too, saying, no, 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 that's not it. All right. Spicy, talk to me. What do you say about the song?
I kind of like the song. And I guess I was fucking lost in the artist trying to listen to him that I didn't even fucking hear. I didn't hear all the stuff they heard because I was too concentrating on that artist. I'm going in the studio. And I was just trying to listen to him to see if I wanted to bring him in the fucking studio in New York. I love
okay.
his voice. I'm telling you, I love his voice. I really do. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give that a go. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to give it a go. I liked where he was going with it. And I think I was a little bit too concentrated on him to hear what, and I probably missed what they heard on that part. But I'm going to give that a go.
Okay. All right, Spicy over there trying to do a collab. She's trying to get the collab. She's like, I'll bring it to the studio. Okay, that's what's up. All right. That's heavy. That's heavy. K-Swiss, how you feeling about the song?
I'm going to give it a go because I really was getting into the intro, the instrumentals, loved it. The hook I thought was mixed well on the hook. But he put the verse first, and that wasn't mixed right. The first few bars that he was singing is what was off. It was not mixed right. You couldn't hear really what he was singing about or anything like that until you got to the hook. So I'll give it a go, but redo it. Polish it up.
Okay. All right. Sounds like this song has a lot of potential. Just got to fix that glitch, all right, that people are referring to. All right, Jazzo, what's your feedback on the song?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, it needs to be mixed better. It seemed like the music overshined the lyrics. Then he sound muffled. You know what I mean? The vocals was lower than the music, and then it was muffled, so mixed it up. But the concept was decent, so I definitely give it a go.
All right, Mr. Roy, you get the last word.
So many people on this line can vouch for that track sounding like a Mr. Roy track, don't it? I like that beat, and it just needs work. It has a lot of potential. It just needs work. It needs fine-tuning. You know, I like the melodrama style that he came with. The beat was right in the middle where, just like A1 thought, it's good enough for a dude to spit crazy over it, and still we would have appreciated it. And then for the ladies, he could have been singing. So it was a good beat. It just needed fine-tuning on the delivery and make sure everything was in the pocket. And give it the really good mix like it's supposed to with the effects that it needs and then gets mastered. And then that song will be a hit. But it needs that work. Got to get that work.
Okay. All right. Needs a little bit of touching up. Needs a bit sprucing up, some sweetening. All right. Got to do some more work and get that on the market, and then you might have something on your hands. We got one more joint for today's Going Over. Got one more joint. Appreciate everybody once again helping me out today. All right. This is another artist that's been in the marketplace for a minute. All right. Reemerging, sticking his head back up, and seeing what he could do. This is NBA Youngboy, now known as Never Broke Again, and this one features Quando Rondo. Y'all know him, too. All right, this is called Damn Feet. Let's check this one out. Going on.
Gas, baby, got a smoke with him. Time I had one of my little niggas with me in the studio in L.A. He wanted to hit a bitch in the studio room. I told him,
oh, my God, it's
coffee.
Beautiful boy.
I go fuck that bitch in the backseat of the G-Wagon. You know, we on that AMG shit.
shawty said she wanna fuck me, that's a damn fee. I told baby this the chopper house, not a bandy. Helicopters out of coppers wanna ban me. I don't fuck with other trappers when I'm in the down street. She don't fuck with other rappers, said she ain't a jammy. All grounds, long grounds, I don't do the scamming. I know I might go to hell cause this cat is down me. And if you looking for me, girl, I'm one of rubber bands me.
We got gallery department, we got palm angels. I got thoughts of different colors like a Power Ranger. I hit the block to take it over, I need all the paper. I'm on the block with my soldier clutching Glock for lasers. I told that bitch to eat my car cause I don't need a favor. I love the guac, I never put a bitch before the paper. My homie locked down in the box, he's sleeping with a razor. I'm eating lounge, drop in the lounge, I got an elevator. My teacher thought I was gon' fail, I was a sixth grader. Now I got all this fucking money, fuck her education. And just in case the feds told my lawyer got a 80. I know I treat her dead wrong, but I'm a project baby. I need somebody to save.
She wanna fuck me, that's a damn fee. I told baby this the chopper house, not a bandy. Helicopters out of coppers wanna ban me. I don't fuck with other trappers when I'm in the down street. She don't fuck with other rappers, said she only jam me. All grounds, no grounds, I don't do the scamming. I know I might go to hell cause this cat is down me. And if you looking for me, girl, I'm one of rubber bands me. We got lean, we got powder, we got zans, we got purrs. We got beans, we got power, we got bands off the birds. Pull up your pants, I won't let, got a nut on the skirt. I bought my brother, bought my Rhino, put your mans on the shirt. Fresh as hell, nigga, shawty, that pretend on the curb. These niggas quit the cup of girl that I can spank on the first. It only cost a couple grand and get her ass, go through surgery. I heard you got up on the stand on the Mercury. This shawty Reggie get a tan every Thursday. This shawty Chinese Jackie Chan, Burberry. My homie made some mini bands selling 30s. The shooters in the minivan, shawty said she wanna fuck me, that's a damn fee. I told baby this the chopper house, not a bandy. Helicopters out the coppers wanna.
All right, that's Never Broke Again, a.k.a. NBA Youngboy featuring Quando Rondo. That joint was called Damn Fee. Mr. Raw, I'm going to let you set it off. All right, let me make a quick announcement before you go, Mr. Raw. I neglected a couple of joints, so this is not the last joint, so y'all don't get to leave yet. We got a few more joints. All right, Mr. Raw, all right, what do you think about this last one we just played, That Never Broke Again featuring Quando Rondo?
That's a buffet because the young kids are going to eat that up. I see the video already. Whether I say I like it or not, the young kids, that's their music. That's their song. That's going to be a go.
Okay. That's what's up. That's going to be one for the young folks. We'll see what the summer going to bring. All right, Spicy, you agree with that? You agree with Mr. Raw?
Yes, I tend to get down with the young folks' music, and, that's a go for me.
All right. Look like we're on a roll right now. Jazzo, you feeling it?
Yeah, that's definitely a go.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Chase Swiss, are you on board with it also?
No. That's not for me. He's got potential, but the mixing was really bad. So if he paid good money for that studio time, get back.
No good.
To redo it.
Okay. All right. Let me see what River Fox has to say. River Fox, what do you say?
I think it's not really for me, but I'm going to go with Mr. Raw. I can hear a lot of kids are going to love that song. And so for that, I'm going to give it a go.
Okay. All right, A1, you on board with the song too?
All I can say is like Mr. Raw said, man, the kids is going to love that joint. That's a fact. But that shit not for me, though. Feel me? But, I mean, I wouldn't play a bitch, but, you know, hey, it is to each his own. But, yeah, the kids is going to eat that up, so I already know. So I gotta give it a go because just off of the strength of that, because them niggas, they young, so they still know what they're doing. So, you know, let them niggas get ahead and shine. But, yeah, I got to give it a go off of the strength of that, though.
All right, no doubt. All right, Dior, talk to me.
I feel like, you know, it's a song for all of us young ones to the vibe to, but at the same time, looking at a music perspective, I feel like it's a little off to me. Something is off with it. I don't know what it is. Something is off with it to where it can be a little bit more perfected. But it, the hook, it got me along. It's just like the verse when it come in is something that's off that needs to be perfected.
Hmm. Okay. All right, Remedy.
I'm going to give it a go for the Dirty Basement Radio Show. So go, 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 go.
All right. She's on board with it. All right. A lot of energy to do. I appreciate you, Remy. Appreciate you. Now, I got an 804 area code in the building, but I'm not quite sure who this is. Let me see if I can get them to come on the air with us real quick. 804, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio.
Yeah, I jumped on when the comments started, so I didn't even hear that song, but this is Y'all Real.
Okay, all right, no doubt, no doubt. All right, Y'all Real back in the building from last week. All right, we played your joint during the going. No, appreciate you being in the building. All right, no doubt. Well, we got a couple more songs, so you could definitely chime in just a minute. All right, like I said, I forgot about a couple of songs today. I forgot about a couple of songs. So, all right, this is one of them now. All right, we're going into a little bit of overtime. All right, with the going. No today, some, I guess we'll call them, supplemental joints. All right, artist goes by the name of Boss Dog. Now, we've tested out a song or two of his in the past. All right, he's back with another joint. This is called Taken. All right, once again, this is Boss Dog, and this is called Taken. Go and know.
Amazing, you a baddie with booty, no upgrade. Probably still hella pretty with no makeup. I don't give a damn if you take it. Take you from your man, make you fake it. Let's go back to my crib, get faded.
White, black, or Asian, it's gonna be amazing. Take your time out, all night we'll be facing. Ass up, body is thick, you know I'm chasing. Smile like it's out of this world, so where you stationed? You say you got a boyfriend, but he is just a boy. Let a man handle the biz, a real McCoy. Have your mind freaky, I'm bringing all the noise. Have that ass screaming for more overjoyed. Lord have mercy, it's about to get hot. Make your mind up, you busting or not. Tell that nigga Rico, somebody got his spot. You play your cards right, man, that ass getting rocked.
I don't give a damn if you take it. I'm shooting shots at you, you amazing. You a baddie with booty, no upgrade. Probably still hella pretty with no makeup. I don't give a damn if you take it. Take you from your man, make you fake with. Let's go back to my crib, get faded.
Married or single, I'm eating like a Pringle. I only got one night in town, let's have a threesome. Only if you legal, can I get a preview? My favorite color's red, the negligee, is it see-through? Damn, that body's sexy, the sheets, they gon' get messy. Your head to the roots, the breathing gon' be heavy. Have you wanting more? I know that I'm petty. But don't you got a man, I know he pissed. I mean, really? If he was good, would you?
Okay, okay, let's see what the people say. I don't know, but we gon' see. This is Boss Dog. All right, the song is called Taken that y'all just heard. Let me get some feedback. All right, Remedy, you up first. What do you think about Boss Dog?
Love it, man. I'm going to give it a go.
You like that song? You like it? You like how my man was kicking it?
Yeah. It's bouncy. Yeah.
Okay, okay. All right. Let me keep it going with the feedback. Let me see what the people think because it's not up to me. It's not up to me. All right, let me see. Dior, talk to me, Dior. All right, did you like the song?
I actually like that. I love his flow, and it goes so perfect with the beat. And he talking his stuff, so I like that one.
He talking his stuff, okay.
Definitely a go for me.
All right, all right, no doubt, no doubt. Let me keep it going with the ladies, get the feedback from the ladies first on this one. All right, K-Swiss, talk to me. What do you say about the song?
I'm going to give it a go, but have you played this before and maybe he had it mixed better and sent it back? I've heard this song.
No, but I have, like I said, I played other songs by the same artist that's been in the Go and Know before, but not this particular song. This was a recent release. I just saw this the other day on one of the sites, so...
Okay.
I don't think so.
I know I've heard those lyrics before.
Okay, so what do you think about it?
But I do give it a go.
All right, that's interesting. We definitely got to look into that. Spicy, what do you say?
This is the type of song that I would love to hear again because, man, bro, you got me over here twerking. Can I finish my little twerk session?
you wild over there. Spicy over there doing the twerk, having a good time. All right, that's what it is. That's a good sound for the song. All right, the Spicy's on board. She's dancing around. All right, River Fox, talk to me. What do you say?
No.
No. Shut it down. She shut it down. She's like, no. Nothing. No, no, no.
No.
Okay. All right. All right, fair enough. Jazzo. Talk to me, Jazzo. What do you say?
Yo, I'm over here laughing. River Fox, she said no, like that was a baby daddy and he ain't pay child support. She was like, no.
She
got like DMX little sisters up. She's like, no. I like it.
All right, River Fox, you want to respond to that before I let Jazzo continue? You want to respond to that?
I just don't like the message. I'm just not into certain things, and I don't promote certain things, and I just, it's a no. It's just too much. Is it too much for me? That's
it's
all.
Too much, all right. All right, that's what it is. All right, man, Jazzo.
It's a go. I'm nervous about saying it's a go because the way she said no, I'm like, I'm about to say, yeah, it's a no, too. It's a go.
All right, Jazz, we're going to give it a go. All right, he's not too scared. All right, that's a good thing. All right, A1, talk to me. What's happening?
Yo, I ain't even going to lie, though. Listen, right? I agree with Jazz Oga. The way she said no, she was like, everybody better say no the way she said it. That's how she's telling you. Everybody better say no. So I'm going to say no just so for the strength, though. You feel me?
All right. So you're going to say no off the strength. That's it. But she's shutting this one down, too.
She said no, yeah, because the way she says this, Nate, like, she makes it seem like everybody going to say no. No. Like, all right, you got it. You right. No, fuck it. It's all right. It's cool.
Nah, that's what it is. Made you stand up straight, too, didn't it?
Yeah. Made you say no.
Stand up straight.
Right.
All right. A1 in the building rocking out with us. All right, let me go to Yareel. He's in the building, too. Yareel, what do you think about that song you got a chance to listen to?
Well, that one actually had some positive feedback. It really wasn't for me, but I could hear people listening to it, so I would give it a pass.
All right. He could deal with it. All right, Mr. Roy, you get the last word.
That word is. I don't know, because to me, just I like the beat, but his rhyme flow wasn't the type of flow for the type of song, and then he sounded a little dated. You know, some of his metaphors were dated. It kind of told you that it was 90s, certain things that he was saying. So that sounded like it's the old rhyme that he probably resurfaced and put on a newer type of beat to see if he can get a buzz. But it just didn't gravitate for me.
Well, Mr. Ross said, no, that's not it. Yeah, you know, I do think that, you know, the lyrics and the flow were, you know, kind of, you know, old schoolish, you know what I'm saying? So, he could definitely do a little work on that aspect of it, definitely. All right, next artist up on deck, all right, in this supplemental, right now. All right, the artist goes by the name of CJ Adore, and the song is called All Over Your Body. All right. Let's see what's up going up.
Straight to the point, shouting no bullshit. A bro like me, a freak, I'm not ashamed to admit. Brace yourself for this food, cause I'm coming strong. Have you screaming, take your heart from now on. Be careful what you're getting yourself into. Sex like a porn star, I'm a bad dude. Bouncing sex, your sexy ass all over this house. I'm naked, getting naked, such an amazing sight. Let's make a movie, freaking all night long. Experience sex positions that you never done. Our body's so full of energy.
girl.
I wanna kiss you
all over your body, girl.
For me, you first, I'm a G, gentleman in me. My control is all about pleasing you. When we together, great sex, perfect chemistry. Ride it forward, ride it backwards, that's how I like it. See that ass bouncing up and down, so attractive. Your face expression show me you so aroused. Let me work you out, you ain't gotta run no mile.
Okay, okay, okay. I see what you're doing over there, CJ. That's CJ Adore, and the song was called All Over Your Body. All right, Spicy, you up first. What you say?
I am the twerking person. My daughter is the twerking queen of Ohio. She got the biggest dance studio in Cincinnati, so I am a big twerker,
nice.
But I will not twerk to that.
No, that's not it? That don't
that's
do nothing for you?
Me. No.
Could you do a little two-step? You might not can't twerk, but could you do a two-step to that? You can't do nothing?
No, I don't get down with that one. I don't like it.
You're like, I just don't like it. All right, fair enough. Let me go to Mr. Raw. Mr. Raw, what do you think about CJ Adore and that song?
As much as I want to see Spicy twerk, but you know, I like that song. It had a really good premise for a video, and I heard myself spitting a 16 to it, you know, off of what he said, all over your body, and I could buy that. The beat was grooving. I think it could be a hit. I think it could be a hit with the right mixing and the right video. That's a plus for me.
All right. My Mr.
But I ain't
Ross
mad.
Has
I ain't mad. I ain't mad at you, Spicy. Spicy, don't think I don't want to see you twerk. I'm in Miami. Don't forget.
he sounds
right.
Like the old Osby brothers for something to me.
Okay. All right. Remedy, what do you think about the song? What do you think about the artist, the CJ Adore? The song is All Over Your Body. What do you say?
Gee, I don't know about y'all, but I am hot over here about to come up out of my clothes. I could see a whole video for that. Holler at me, bruh. That's a go all day long, all over it, all day long.
Okay. All right. She's with
yes,
it.
Yes.
Now she's with it all the way. All right, she's about to come out of clothes. You heard her say it.
Come out of clothes, come out the legs, come out the skin, come out the bones.
Wow. Okay, that's what it is. All right. So she's loving the song. All right, Jazzo, do you think it's a hit?
I'm still listening to what she said. She said coming out the clothes. I was about to tell you to play that song again. I was like, that's a go. Play that. That's a go. If you said take the clothes off, I don't even remember what the song was about. I'm like, yeah, take off the clothes. Just here, can you play the song, please? Play the song again.
That's stupid. Right.
Work with it, brother. Come on, be a part of the team. Yeah, it's a go. It's a go for me.
Work with you.
Yeah, right. Work with me.
All right, bro. I got you, bro. All right, no doubt. Let me see what A1 got to say. A1, what you say about this song, man?
That ain't it, bro.
Nah,
that ain't it. Now listen. You know, Remedy, shit, you know, that's the only reason why I won't fuck with it. I want to see some too, but on some real shit, nah, that ain't it, though. That ain't it.
I'm shutting it down. I thought my man CJ might have been on to something, but man, A1 says nope. All right, y'all real, what do you say about the song?
Well, it didn't sound good. I mean, the lyrics was okay and the beat was all right, but it just wasn't something that I would be like, oh, you know, like I want to hear that again or something like that. Like if I were hit the one time, I'm like, that's okay. But it wasn't like feel good music, you know what I mean?
All right. All right, River Fox, what's your thoughts?
Well, I think it was all right. It wasn't, you know, too raunchy, and I think I ought to give it a go. It wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad.
It wasn't
not
like,
too bad.
Oh,
not...
You got to hear that. It wasn't like you got to hear the song, but it was good. It was all right.
Okay. You said it wasn't too raunchy for us. All right. All right, fair enough. All right, K-Swift, you get the final word on this song.
Final word. I liked the beat. If that hook was a sample, I liked the hook. But I didn't like him. It was like he was just reading it off the sheet of paper, not listening to his background music and going with it. You know, it was just too meh. He could do it over. You know, listen to your music before you go to the studio, rehearse it, know it kind of so that you're not just reading it off that sheet of paper or off your phone. Get into your beat and your groove.
Right. It shouldn't sound mechanical. That's why you're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to memorize those lyrics, people. All right. When you go into the booth, you're supposed to know those lyrics. All right. But people go in the booth, you know. That's the way I think. I think if you really want to have a smooth delivery, then you definitely need to practice that song and get, you know, get your nuances. Okay, I'm going to say this part like this. I'm
right.
going to say this like that. You know what I'm saying? Get the flow
I mean,
just right.
Studio
you know
time
what I'm saying?
Is
yeah,
money.
Huh?
Studio time is money. Don't waste it. Know your
right,
stuff
right.
before you get there.
Exactly. You know, All right, let's get on. We got now. I got two more songs, all right, getting down to the end now, people. We are getting down to the end. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Class Money. All right, it's Class Money and Mike Smith. And the song is called Up Down. Let's check it out. Go on up.
Yeah. Class Money. Class Money.
Mike Smith on.
Let's take him to the club,
yeah.
Mike. Break it down, yeah.
All right, that's Class Money and Mike Smith. The song is called Up Down. All right, let me go to K-Swiss. K-Swiss, you up first on this one. What do you say?
I'm going to give it a go because I can picture it at an open mic or at a performance where you only have some of your local artists performing and kind of competing at the end of the night for a prize or whatever. Mm. But I liked it. I did. So it's a go.
Okay. Yeah. Song had great energy. Definitely had great energy. River Fox, what's your thoughts?
I think it was well put together. I like it. I love it, actually. I kind of felt like I was back. Bam had me, though. It sounded like I was about to sing Cadence.
Okay, right, like right. The, okay, right. Okay, I see that. I see that. All right. Yeah, no doubt. All right, let me see. A1, is this it?
Yeah, bro, I hate to say it, man. I hate to say it. That's going to have the clubs going crazy. I hate to say it because, I mean, it's all there. I ain't going to hold you. You know, it ain't five mics, but it's all there, though.
Oh, yeah, that's going to have the clubs going crazy.
Yeah, the clubs going to go crazy over that. That's a fact.
What? When that beat hits, oh, it's gonna be bananas. It's gonna be bananas. Y'all real, talk to me. What do you think?
Well, that actually sounds good. It had a good concept, good premise. I mean, you know, it was a very simple portrayal with up down, but they played it real well. So, I think that's a go.
Okay. All right, Remedy, do you agree? You think the club going to go crazy off of that?
I got to agree with the whole team. Yes. Go.
All right, she on board with it. She on board with it. All right, everybody. Go ahead. Okay, I thought you were going to say something else. All right, Jazzo.
Yizzo. I'm just going to be an asshole. It was whack. It was dumb. Like, no, bro, I'm going to the club right now. I'm walking down the street. Yes, it go, Pimp.
All right. Yeah, that's definitely going to do its thing. Spicy, are you rocking with it?
Yeah, I guess we all agree on this one. This one is a go for me.
No, I definitely. All right, Mr. Roy?
That's twerkable. Go to twerk. What are you twerking about? Don't overhead. Just twerking. That joint's going to have the asses up and down in the video. If you have a whole bunch of strippers and then when you go up, they booty go way up and then they go down and then they drop it down. Mr. Ross going to be there going, that's a smart man. Simple song, smart man.
Cool. All right. All right, bear with me for a minute. I got one more song on deck that we're going to get to. But, all right. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me see if I can do this now. All right, there we go. All right. Now, this young lady is definitely known for her, you know, crazy behavior out there, always making a spectacle and, you know, got something going on. All right, got to keep the attention, right? Got to keep the attention. Attention is a hell of a drug, right? All right, this is your girl, Sukiyana, and this one features OJ the Juice Man. All right, this is called Selling. You know what they're selling, right? All right, let's get into it. Go and know.
Damn. Okay, ayy,
bitch, you know my motherfucking
name, ho. Damn, ayy, okay.
I'm selling coach.
Damn.
Your man say he wanna go to Coochie World.
Coochie World.
So I introduced him to the Coochie Girl.
Okay.
I got that type of coochie that will make them toes curl.
Damn.
I finna bust it open, make this coochie swirl.
Damn.
I put him on his knees, I swear that little boy too easy.
Okay.
I get him something to eat, I swear that little boy too greedy. Bitch, I'm selling pussy, that's the reason why I leave him.
Damn.
Put this pussy on him, make him seem like he a Leah. Hell no, baby, ain't no breathing. Paying for this pussy, so I do not have to tease him.
Okay. Walking in the club, stretch marks on my bun. Hair done, nails done. Bitch, you know I been the one.
Pussy. I'm selling coach.
Niggas spread this ass open. Slide it on. Get the
okay.
Slurp. If I throw this catch, you better motherfucking murky.
Murky.
Good. Throw to make a nigga do the hokey pokey.
Aye, aye, aye.
All right, that's Sukiyana featuring OJ the Juice Man. All right, she told you what she's selling. All right, can't be no more blatant than that. All right, let's get the feedback from the folks.
Let me go to A1 first. A1, talk to me about Sukiyana.
You know, I'm so happy you came first to me, bro. Now, no disrespect to the women online, man, and no disrespect to Miss Remedy Cold Sweat, but that bitch is really pushing my buttons, man. I ain't gonna hold you, man. That bitch is pushing my buttons, man. And I'm pissed off with that shit, bro. Like, I can't, man. I fucking can't, man. That ain't it, man. That ain't fucking it, man.
All right. A1 is passionate about that. He's like, man, listen. All right, I feel you. I feel where you're going with that. I feel you. All right, let me go to Yareel. Yareel, talk to me. How you feel about the song?
I just feel like I got a 2-year-old daughter, and that's the first thing I would never want her to hear. You know what I'm saying? So I could, even if, I can't go with it. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's a market for it, but I definitely a supporter of that market. I salute her for being so forthright with what she had to bring to the market, but I'm not a consumer.
Gotcha. It's like she's selling, but I'm not buying. I feel you. All right, River Fox.
You already know. I don't really like it. But it's not a go for me. It's not a go for me, but I know that some people are going to love it.
Okay. She's like, it's not for me, but folks out there are going to, there's a market for everything, I always say. Regardless, it's always a market for it. Spicy, talk to me. What do you say about the song?
I knew River Fox wasn't going to like it, and you know what? I don't like it either. I'm going to be honest. It's kind of... Oh, my God, I got grandchildren, so I don't want them to hear that. But on the flip side, there is always a thought of think outside of the box as an artist. I wouldn't do it, but sometimes people do stuff to get attention or to draw attention to their artistry, and she might be doing that. As far, I don't judge too much. I mean, I do judge, but... It's not for me. I do judge, but I'm not, I don't know. That song got me fucked up. I'm going to be honest. I don't like it. It's not for me. As far as the song, I think she could have done way better. It was like not even interesting. It's just like, you know, saying almost the same thing over and over. If you're going to do it, just say something, make the beat sound better, do something. If you're going to step out like that, do something. If you're going to do something crazy like that, make it at least sound good. It didn't even sound good to me, but sometime I will put this out there. Sometime artists do things on purpose to draw attention to themselves, to blow themselves up. It's just like maybe me going and dropping a song that I know I'm not supposed to, knowing that somebody's going to come back and sue me for doing it, and I do it on purpose to blow myself up. So that's all I got to say on that. But that is definitely a no for me.
Okay. All right. Remedy, what's your feedback on the song?
I like Ratchet. I like Nasty. I like Hood. I like Ghetto. But this record was over the top, okay? So I'll flip. I'm going to give it a no because I sure as in the hell don't want my 24-year-old daughter walking around talking about ice selling tips. You what, baby girl? And I'm a grandmother as well, too, 4-year-old boy. Definitely don't want that getting to his ear. You know how kids reiterate things.
Right.
They're learning how to talk, so just imagine. But, you know, it has nothing to do with all that. But still, just straight up a no. It was tacky.
Okay. All right. Shut that one down.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Kay Swiss, what say you?
It's a no for me, and it's too bad she went trash because she sounds like she would have talent. You know, I liked her voice, but what comes out of her mouth, it was trash. I don't want my kids or grandkids listening to that stuff or seeing high schoolers trying to cop that.
Right. Well, you know, she's been in the industry for a little while. She's been in the market for a little while. All right, in case you haven't, you know, heard of her or seen any of her exploits or antics, you know, out there. You know, she's known for this kind of, you know, explicit kind of stuff. You know, saying she is known for this explicit kind of stuff. All right, Mr. Roy, you get the last word. What say you?
And the thing is, she's from Miami. I figured she'd have put a nice Miami beat on it, speed it up, and make it a little more comical. And she could have possibly, probably got away with it. But the way it sounds so mundane, and then, you know, like Spicy said, she might be trying to get back relevant because right now Loving Miami, Loving Hip Hop Miami ain't popping. So, you know, she was starring that, and she was going on doing all kind of antics. She was doing all kind of craziness. But I just broke Ramadan, man. I just broke my fast, and that just left a bad taste in my mouth. So that's no go. Hell no.
Okay. All right, Mr. Ross said, hell no. All right, that's not going to work for him either. All right, I feel you on that. I feel you on that. All right, big shout out to everybody who came through, rocked out with us today. We're getting ready to get on out the door. All right, this is an edition of Go and Know. It was very interesting indeed. All right, big shout out to everybody for all the conversation earlier during the show. If you missed any part of it, you definitely want to go back and check some of that out. All right, my dude, Issy Pomona, will be in the building tomorrow starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Priest will be back on Monday with the Listening Room Philly, with a full edition. All right, no more technical issues, I hope. All right, Mr. Roy, you got any last words?
Yeah, thank you to everybody. We had a full panel today. It makes it wonderful and more exciting and fun and teamwork. Make the dream work. So tune in every Saturday to Dirty Basement University. You, Professor Raw here, and I'm out. Be safe, peace, and blessings.
All right. Now, as we get on out the door, I found a song that I wanted to play earlier, all right, that I was alluding to, all right, and I guess after we play the Sukiyana song, this is a good song to play as we get on out the door, so I guess this is rather appropriate. All right, timing is everything in life, they say. You might have heard this song floating around the social media. All right, this is definitely going to cause an uproar, all right, if this one gets the proper traction. All right, this is Brandon and Jamal. All right, the song is called Now You're a Single Mom. Getting ready to get on out of here. Y'all take care and be safe. Check this one out as we get on out the door. Peace.
You let him hit it wrong. You did not take it thought. Now you're a single mom. You let him hit it raw. You didn't have second thoughts. Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom. You said I'm a haddish kid. Don't care if he's here or not. But now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single. Showing a baby off. Showing a baby off. Now you're a single. Showing a baby off. There's no good men but you bitches stay pregnant.
It's something different about you. Bitch, you had the baby fat coat with the snacks in the back of the classroom. That's you. No man, baby in hand, looking for the change table in the back of the bathroom. Who's that single bitch with the 2-3 kids saying men ain't shit, girl, that's you. Car seat crying with the windows down while the tears fall down on the dash, girl, that's you. I hope you can handle this read like you handle the meat of a nigga that won't even claim you. I don't mean to shame you, but why go half with his DNA if you won't give his last name to the baby? Hoes get mad cause I talk all facts. Simps hate to comment in all caps. Believe all women, nah, nigga, that's cap. A bitter baby mama is the devil, that's fact. Such a bad bitch, but I do not understand. Fancy baby shower, but no wedding and no man. You let him hit it raw. You didn't have second thoughts. Now you a single mom. Now you a single mom. You said I'm a haddish kid. Don't care if he's here or not. But now you a single mom. Now you a single mom. Now you a single. Showing a baby off. Showing a baby off. Now you a single. Showing a baby off. Showing a baby off. There's no good men but
Yeah.